Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news update with Kathy Romano.
Today is Monday. It is April 1st. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, the reward to help find the suspect who murdered the son of a Philadelphia police chief inspector Saturday night at FDR Park has grown to $35,000. 20-year-old Nicholas Flacco was shot and killed around 10 p.m. on the 1400 block of Patterson Avenue. His father, Chris Flacco, is a Philadelphia police chief inspector of internal affairs. Nicholas was home from Penn State University for the weekend to celebrate his birthday. Mm-hmm. He was tailgating with friends after the Phillies game when two groups got into an argument at FDR Park. That's when shots were fired into Flacco's group of friends. Flacco was hit in the chest and taken to a Penn Presbyterian Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. Following the shooting, police officers, friends, and loved ones gathered at the hospital. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross was seen leaving the hospital after consoling the victim's father, who he's known for 25 years. On Sunday morning, officers were back at FDR Park investigating. In addition to the city's standard $20,000 reward for homicide investigations, the FOP is offering $10,000 additional dollars for information leading to an arrest. Flacco was a Holy Ghost graduate before heading to Penn State, and the mayor is encouraging the public to come forward to report any tips that can help find the person who did this.
Because somebody knows something.
And I saw John McNesby said, yeah, someone was there. Somebody saw something. Yeah. You have to come forward. A man accused of pretending to be a police officer has been arrested in Montgomery County. It happened at 10 p.m. on March 25th, according to Abington Township Police Department. With lights flashing on his vehicle, police say 42-year-old Dennis McGowan pulled over a car with three individuals inside. Police said he told the occupants, "Give me weed or I will let my dog out on you." The three inside the car.
That's not standard police procedure.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Give me weed.
The three inside the car compiled and McGowan complied and drove away. Police said McGowan is not an officer in Abington Township or anywhere else. He was arrested on Saturday on charges of robbery, false imprisonment, and impersonating a public servant. Wawa officially submitted two top bids for liquor licenses in Philadelphia and Delaware County. The state held its liquor license auction with Wawa bidding the top price, one at $186,357 and the second at $160,357. Wawa won two bids, one for Philadelphia and one for Middletown Township in Delaware County. It's unclear what Wawa's plans are for the license.
I'm curious how that works.
Yeah.
How you go and you bid for a liquor license? I didn't know that it worked that way.
I guess there's a set number up for bid. And
whoever's got money can get it.
Maybe it's like a medallion cab situation where they make a certain amount available and it goes to the highest bidders.
Yeah, so like I think the ones that are not specific to a location, like, you know, people will buy a location specifically because it has a liquor license. Like these are the ones that are up for large amounts of money because you can then, I think in Wawa's case, take it to your store as opposed to just buying the store that already has, or a restaurant that already has the liquor license.
Yeah, I think maybe you can. There are liquor licenses out there that you can sell person to person, and then for some reason or another, there's a liquor license that is somehow forfeited to the state, and who knows?
Yeah, I just didn't know. I just didn't know they offered it up to the highest bidder type of thing, as opposed to
not normally,
opposed to going through a committee that will see, that will sift through the information, and say, okay, this is probably the most qualified person,
like to review it,
as opposed to I have $200,000.
Here you go.
There you go. Sold.
Yeah.
So only one Wawa in Pennsylvania sells beer, which is the Wawa located in Chad's Ford. Top bidders have 14 days to remit full bid payment to the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board. So I guess after this, or after they officially have it, we'll see what their plans are. In sports this morning. The Phillies beat the Braves last night at the ballpark, sweeping the three-game series. 3-0 on the season. Bryce Harper hit a home run for the second straight game, and Jake Arrieta struck out six Braves over six innings to lead the Phillies to the 5-1 win. The Phillies are off until tomorrow, and they'll travel to Washington to play Bryce Harper's former team, the Nationals. The Flyers lost to the Rangers 3-0 yesterday afternoon in South Philly. Alexander Georgiev made 29 saves, and Ryan Strome scored for the third consecutive game to lead the Rangers to the win. The Flyers, who are mathematically eliminated from the playoffs on Saturday, are off until tomorrow night when they'll travel to Dallas to play the Stars. The puck drops at 8:30. The Sixers, who have won two games in a row, continue their road trip with a game in Dallas tonight against the Mavericks. With only six games left in the regular season, the Sixers are firmly in third place in the Eastern Conference, 4.5 games behind the Toronto Raptors and 4.5 games in front of the Indiana Pacers and Boston Celtics. Tip-off in Dallas tonight is set for 8:30. And in men's college basketball, the Final Four is set. Texas Tech reached the Final Four for the first time in school history and will play Michigan State, who upset Duke last night. The other game will feature Auburn, who is also making their first trip to the Final Four, facing off against the University of Virginia. Those games will take place on Saturday night in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. Welcome back from the weekend. Here we go, fresh and ready. We have some new stuff set up for you for our Word of the Week prize this week. We have a Hot Seat VIP experience at Monster Jam. That's going to be at the Link coming up on the 20th. And we're going to give you four front row tickets, behind-the-scenes tour, four party pit passes, and Monster Jam swag. So that is the new one that we have set up. We'll get the letter today for the Word of the Week coming up at the end of the program. We also begin today your opportunity to win $1,000 every day, Monday through Friday, five times a day. It's MMR's Fund You To $1,000 Cash Contest. And what is a bonus this time around is you have a few different ways to enter to win.
Very cool.
So we'll let you know at 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6 p.m. at the beginning of those hours, a very special keyword for the day. That's going to be important to you. That's the only way you can win. But three different ways that you can enter that keyword for a chance to win. We'll do it through the MMR mobile app on your device. We have the contest page at WMMR.com. And now you can also text it. We have a special short code, which the number is 45911. So we will get to that at 8 o'clock, and I'll make sure I reiterate that information brought to you by AT&T Subaru in Sellersville.
It's just A&T.
Oh, A&T. I'm sorry. A&T Subaru in Sellersville. All right, so we have that happening. We have a few guests on the program. We have some announcements to make as well, but we also have this to do.
Oh, boy. It's time for Preston and Steve's Daily Rush
All right, we got to bring up the speed on the victories and losses from last week before we get into the new matchups. We had Preston and Steve's Sir Stroming against Snickers the Raccoon. The winner of that by 53% was the Sir Stroming episode.
Wow.
So that moves on. Then you had Kathy's Teacher against Donkey Puke. And Kathy's Teacher wins with 72% of the vote.
Wow.
Up next was Preston's Birthday Mystery Guest against Manthi Snort Dort, and the Snort Dort won with 66%, moves on to the next round.
Interesting.
Then you have the Racist Principal and the Devil against the Repo Man Detonator, and this was an upset, at least in my book it was, because the Racist Principal and the Devil won.
Oh, man.
And beat out the Repo Man Detonator, which is one of my all-time favorite videos.
I thought Repo Man could have gone the distance, actually.
I did, too, yeah. And then the last matchup was Meat Manthi against Regis Tells Kathy to Shut Up. And Regis is still very popular and won that vote.
Wow.
So those all move on to the next round. Beginning with today's matchups, we have a video that I actually watched yesterday and loved. It's Learn to Count with James Mason and the Chipmunks against The Secret Farm behind the Plymouth Meeting Mall. We'll play quick clips just to remind you of those, and then I'll tell you how you can vote on it. Here was the James Mason. Learn to count with James Mason.
Learn to count with James Mason. One cigarette, two cigarettes, three cigarettes.
There has got to be audio of that somewhere.
I'm sure.
James Mason, learn to count with James Mason and the Chipmunks.
Alvin, shut your goddamn mouth.
All right, so that was a little clip of the first one, and then the second one is The Secret Farm behind the Plymouth Meeting Mall. Here we go.
No!
The farm behind the Plymouth
There's
Meeting Mall?
There's a farm behind the Plymouth Meeting Mall?
Yeah, they have...
The farm behind the Plymouth Meeting Mall. This year's crop is death. I didn't know there was a farm back then.
Oh, yeah, it's been there for about 20 years.
No one's ever come back from it, though.
All right, so those are the two that are facing each other right now from the Anyway region. Anyway. So what you can do is it's very simple. You go to WMMR.com and you click on the Daily Rush Madness banner, and that's going to take you to the voting page, and you can watch those videos again if you like, just to bring yourself back up to speed on them. And you can vote for all of them that are matched up against each other today if you want to go ahead and do that now. And each hour, we'll just remind you what the matchups are. So, we're getting closer.
Yes.
And we'll find out who the winner is in due time. But we're filling out our brackets. You can print up a bracket if you want and follow along at home, too. It's all up to you. All right. With all that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back in a second. And we're going to get into the entertainment report with a stupid question back in just a moment. Hang in there.
More of the Preston and Steve Show podcast after this.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Don't forget, we have our Painfully Single Mixer this Thursday, and you can sign up for that and see if we can end up getting you in there. So for a spot on the list, you have to be at least 21 years of age and enter to win at WMMR.com. The deadline is tomorrow. And it's presented by Miller Lite, and we are headed to the Great American Pub in Conshohocken. So it's on Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. So just a heads up on that. Light beer from Miller, everything you've always wanted in a beer with more taste and less carbs. Stupid question. Going to give away today a pair of tickets to enjoy the glory days of Philly's 80s rock with our good friend David Wasikinen of the Hooters, you know, in his In the Pocket Collective at the Ardmore Music Hall this Saturday. And it's a special show with Pierre Robert, who will be there. So the question we have for you this morning, in Disney's film Aladdin, Genie reveals he's been trapped in his lamp for how long before Aladdin rubbed it? 215-263-WMMR. All right. And the film Aladdin, Genie reveals he's been trapped in his lamp for how long before Aladdin rubbed it? 215-263-WMMR. Casey wrote down his answer, and that's correct.
Yeah. There you go.
You... Case?
What do I win?
You get to go see David Wasikin.
Nice. Damn it, I'm busy.
Nice.
All right, so birthdays today to go through Monday, April 1st. What an interesting group of people celebrating birthdays on April 1st. John Gosselin. For example, is 42 years old.
Is he still in the area?
Yeah, because his family's in the area. That poor guy. He didn't want any of that to begin with.
You always had a soft side for him.
I really, because he was browbeaten by his wife.
Well, let me ask you. I didn't watch the show from the get go, from episode one and on. So
it was a special at first.
So the idea was he was kind of sucked along on this and really had no desire. Did he express that desire not to be a part of it?
Kind of like the Duggar family, right. whatever show that was
Jinger
called.
Jinger and Janger and Pajanger.
So those were just like TLC specials. Like, holy crap, look at this. These people have 30 kids. Holy crap, these people had, you know, twins, and then...
So they offered them a series, because they had this anomalous
and then they
kid
found
situation.
Out, yes, that, okay, wait a second, we can get legs out of this. And so, John, I think, was just sort of along for the ride.
He did get swept up in it, though. You remember all the Ed Hardy T-shirts and all that stuff and the endorsement deals? I got it. Yeah. We talked to him, and we told him, you know...
I don't necessarily know if he got swept up in it, but, it sort of just became this thing.
All right.
That, either way, and now he's a punchline.
He's 42 today. Actress Bijou Phillips is 39 years old. Annette O'Toole, actress. I always loved her. Gorgeous redhead.
Thought she was super sexy. She was in one of the first sort of mockumentaries that I ever saw, a parody of pageants called, I think it was called Smile. Mm-hmm. And she was sort of the sluttier beauty contestant who was getting her way to the top by banging the judges.
It's in 48 Hours. She was in the TV, made-for-TV movie It and Smallville as well. She's 67, yep. Ally McGraw from the movie Love Story.
God, I didn't realize she was still alive, actually.
Really? Getaway, former wife of Steve McQueen. Yeah, she's 81 years old today. Method Man, the rapper, is 48. Samuel Alito, Supreme Court Justice, is 69. And then the last birthday I saw is Barry Sonnenfeld. Director, producer, Men in Black, Wild Wild West, the Addams Family. And he is 66 years old.
That Wild Wild West was on the other day. What a savage piece of crap. Unbelievable. I mean, and I can strangle enjoyment just about out of any movie. But that thing is just horrible.
Was it? See, there were elements of it that I liked.
Did you? Yeah. I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah, it did. Well, it didn't do well, but I did like the steampunk thing.
Oh, the look
with the equipment and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Like the spider. Yeah,
I thought that was kind of neat.
Is it based on a show or a movie or something like that?
Okay. It was my sister's favorite television show is Wild Wild West.
And yeah. All right, so all
so
of
think
that,
of James Bond in the Wild West,
right? Yep. But all right, so were there like gadgets and stuff like that?
That's okay. What it was. Okay. He had all that sort of stuff, and so they were big fans of the show, but it just went a little off the rails.
Yeah. All right, and then one more: Susan Boyle's birthday is today.
Susan Boyle,
yeah, Britain's Got Talent, mm-hmm. And she's 58. I think she still does. She performs.
Still does.
Right?
She releases albums. They actually do fairly well, okay. And she's actually cleaned herself up a bit too. She was.
Cleaned herself up.
She was unpleasant to look at.
Oh, my God.
And she's put a little spit and polish on that thing. Takes it out now and then. People don't puke as much.
Wow. You know what, Steve?
Right? Look at her. She looks lovely.
Yes.
She's a lovely woman.
But what a beast she was.
Oh, my God. She was horrible.
All right. We're going to see if we can get an answer to this question. In Disney's film Aladdin, Genie reveals that he's been trapped in his lamp for how long before Aladdin rubs it? And we'll go to 215-263-WMMR, the number, and try you out. I have Alyssa jumping in here. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning.
How long was Genie trapped in that lamp?
10,000 years.
That is correct. Wow. Hang on. 10,000 years. And since you got it right, we are going to give you some tickets to enjoy the glory days of Philly's 80s rock when David was sick and in the pocket. The Collective at Ardmore Music Hall this Saturday. That is for a special album release show with Pierre Robert. ArdmoreMusic.com for tickets. It is a 21 and over show. At the box office, it was expected to come in number one, a little less than what anticipated, but Dumbo made $45 million at the box office.
Anybody see it?
No. Oh, you know what? I had plans to go, and then yesterday it actually got nice out, you know, towards the end of the day, so we ended up just going outside and not going.
Second was Us with $33.6 million.
Really want to see that. I've been seeing some more imagery from the I don't want to see too much from it because I want to be surprised at a lot of the stuff, but little snippets that I'm seeing are awesome.
Third was Captain Marvel. Then you have 5 Feet Apart, Unplanned. Number six was Wonder Park, followed by How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. Hotel Mumbai, Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral. And number 10 was The Beach Bum.
That's pretty wild because Hotel Mumbai is, so it's in the theaters, but it's also, I think, available for a download and purchasing on Apple TV,
Okay. We're going to start with this. Fourth time is a charm. We touched on this a little bit, but there are a few more details. We had this on Friday. Nicolas Cage, the Hollywood star's fourth marriage to Erica Koike, was annulled hours after the ceremony. TMZ got his hands on the documents, and in them, Cage claims that Erica suggested to Nick that they should marry. Nick reacted on impulse and without the ability to recognize or of understanding the full impact of his actions.
Why not, my little buttercup?
That's according to the documents. Now, Cage also admitted that he was, quote, too drunk to understand what he was doing.
I bet you that's been a case for at least two or three of those marriages.
Maybe so.
Yeah. Been a little too drunk to understand what you're doing.
He goes on in the documents to claim that their union was a fraud because she didn't reveal the full nature and extent of her relationship with another person or her criminal history, which I don't have any details on.
That's why you have to date someone for more than 7 hours.
Yep, probably.
Before you marry them. I think to find out those little things like maybe I have another husband or maybe I'm a meth head. Yeah. Those little secrets that are revealed when, you know, by the eighth or ninth hour together.
So the pair married last Saturday. They were photographed hours later, leaving the Bellagio Hotel and apparently fighting. So,
oh, my gosh, seriously?
Yeah, hours after they got married. My God.
You're not the woman I married,
you know,
7 hours ago.
It's so funny. When you're in a relationship with somebody and you get into that first little tiff, You know, you got to have to, you need to do the math of, all right, how long have we been seeing each other and we're already getting in a fight?
I know. And you know what, though? In a lot of ways, Preston, though, if you really like the person, you're like, I'm glad we got this out of the way.
Yeah.
It's inevitable.
Do you remember, like, the first fight that you and your wife got into? You got in a fight because you got married?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Fortunately, the cops stepped
yeah.
in.
Yeah, yeah.
The cops helped break us apart. It was good.
Cage and Koike have been linked ever since April of last year, and he was previously married to Alice Kim, Lisa Marie Presley, and Patricia Arquette.
I remember that Lisa Marie Presley stuff. They were, that one seemed to have the potential mm-hmm. to go the distance because I think she's every bit as loony as he is.
I think he did it. He married her just because he was such a huge Elvis fan.
Yeah. And, oh, my God. Yeah, yeah.
And it probably got weird after that.
Like, your dad was awesome.
George Clooney is calling for a boycott of 9 hotels in the U.S. and Europe with ties to the Sultan of Brunei. Is that how you pronounce it? Brunei?
Mm-hmm.
And he was speaking out amid news that Brunei will implement Islamic criminal laws that punish gay sex by stoning offenders to death. He wrote in Deadline, are we really going to help fund the murder of innocent citizens? Sultan Husanal Bulkai rules the monarchy, and the hotels are owned by the Brunei Investment Agency, which he oversees. And they're upper crusty hotels, no
yes,
question.
They are.
Hotels
yeah.
include the Dorchester and Coworth Investment Agency. And Coworth Park in the UK, Beverly Hills Hotel and Hotel Bel Air in Los Angeles.
Preston, these are hotels where the protection strip across the toilet is made of chinchilla.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Le Meurice and Hotel and Plaza Anthe in Paris, Hotel Eden in Rome, Hotel Principe. Di Savio in Milan. I'm sure I'm butchering this. But the reason that he's putting that out there, Clooney, is because like people he knows would stay at these hotels, and he's saying, don't stay there.
Try to dissuade
them.
Don't
support it, yeah. And response to Clooney's decree on social media was generally positive. Even Ted Cruz agreed. The Republican senator from Texas took to Twitter to write, here are words I've never said before. I agree with George Clooney. Brunei's laws criminalizing homosexuality and imposing capital punishment are immoral, barbaric, and inhumane. We should stand united in condemning them and not give our money to those who perpetuate oppression.
Yeah, they were showing footage of the process of the stoning. In this one case, of course, it's one of those things that starts rolling when you come up on it. They don't give you the option to not look at it.
Oh, I hate that.
So you're like, what is this? And you see, but it's someone buried up to just the you know, just under their chin. Getting stoned to death.
There was a stretch where the Sultan of Brunei was the richest person in the world, and then I think Bill Gates overtook, and then, you know, like the Bezoses and those people became more wealthy. But for a long time, the trivia question and answer was the Sultan of Brunei.
Does he actually hold any sort of, like, political office, or he's just rich? Okay.
Yeah, he's the head of the country.
Yeah. American Idol has his top 20. Judges Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie. What'd you do? Did you just do a little fist bump?
Yeah,
when I said
I'm watching this season.
I am so excited.
Casey went like this.
Yeah,
I was just excited that you were talking about it.
Yeah,
because I'm totally in, Press.
Okay,
and I'm totally not, and I'm still enjoying it equally.
Yeah,
narrowed the search on last night's episode of the reality singing competition.
Was it from Hawaii last night, Casey?
Yes, after picking the top 40 during Hollywood Week, the show went to Hawaii for the showcase round performance from Disney. Disney's Aulani Resort and Spa,
which is gorgeous,
where the list was cut in half, and they now head back to Los Angeles and will perform in front of live audiences from the famed The Wiltern starting tonight. So these guys all got a trip to Hawaii. At least they got that out of it.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and then they strand the losers there.
That's why they ought to do it.
Well, at least like the 20 that didn't make it to the top 20, because there were 40 that performed last night. At least 20 of them got a free vacation.
Yeah, I'm looking at the video. Then they've all obviously got their thing. There's a guy with a teddy bear, and there's like, you know, all the names. They're cool little posturing looks, and it's annoying as hell. But they should take comfort in the fact that even now as losers, people probably know more people know who they are than people who have actually won American Idol in the past.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
And they got a trip to Hawaii. Home audiences will get to start voting with the show's April 15th broadcast, but there are 20 remaining now, so they're narrowing it down. Selma Blair got love and extra support from her Cruel Intentions co-star, Sarah Michelle Gellar, during a recent trip to Disneyland. Gellar was photographed pushing Blair in a wheelchair. Blair had opened up about her multiple sclerosis back in October, of course. We had that audio of her voice all shaking and everything.
And they just recently pressed and re-released Cruel Intentions back into the theater, and they were all together for that.
Geller shared an image from their day alongside another one taken 21 years ago, and she had written, "Is there a 21-year challenge? On the left, my 21st birthday with Selma Blair. On the right, today. And I know you all can do the math. I don't need to remind myself literally. Thank you, Disneyland, for a truly magical day." Geller's husband, Freddie Prinze Jr., their children, Charlotte and Rocky, were also there, along with Blair's son, Arthur, who rode on Blair's lap in her wheelchair.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Star Wars legend and prolific voice actor Mark Hamill has announced that he's lending his voice to the demon doll Chucky in the upcoming horror movie Child's Play.
This is perfect, honestly. He's exactly the kind of guy, because it was Brad Dourif before, who was Billy Bibbit in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. But, yeah, he's got the chops. He's great.
And I think we have audio to play of this case, if you could pull that up. Oh. Says, in his tweet, he said, "People, let me tell you about my best friend." A little nod to Courtship of Eddie's father. I love the wicked fun begins when Child Play, and then he tags the movie, is unleashed in theaters Friday, June 21st. And he hashtagged it, "So lucky I'm Chucky." And he made an announcement. Do we have it?
Should be coming over any second.
All right, well, while we're waiting for that, director Lars Klevberg is filming the remake in Vancouver. The cast also includes Aubrey Plaza, Brian Tyree Henry, and Gabriel Bateman. Tyler Burton Smith penned the screenplay, which is based on the original 1988 movie, of course, about a murderous doll.
So is it more a reboot, Preston? Is that what they're suggesting?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got to be because Brad Dourif is not involved at all.
Right.
And neither is the franchise's creator, Don Mancini. Neither one of them are involved in it. Do we have a case?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
It's Mark Hamill here. And if you're wondering who's going to voice Chucky in the new Child's Play, you're looking at him. I can't wait to bring such an iconic character to life and present him in a way you've never seen him before. Child's Play this summer. We're going to have some fun. And remember, he's more than just a toy. He's your best friend.
He did that. He may be, if you weigh all the performances over time, his Joker in the animated movies and in Mask of the Phantasm is at the absolute top. He's great.
Yep, absolutely. So cool. Happy for him that he's continuing to get some good work like that. Steve, Rita Moreno's Alphabet of Awards is gaining another letter.
Oh, my God.
The Peabody Awards organization Thursday announced that it will honor the Puerto Rican actress, singer, and dancer with the Career Achievement Award. And that means Moreno, who's 87, by the way, will become the third person to achieve the PGOT status.
Oh, PGOT. Yeah, because you'd have to make the P silent if it came after the T.
By winning Peabody, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Award.
That's amazing.
Or you could put it in front of the T and call it EGOPT.
Yeah.
But I think
PGOT sounds like a sex act. It's better.
Film director Mike Nichols and Barbara Streisand are the only two other PGOT winners. She's also the second person to ever receive the Peabody Career Achievement Award. The first recipient was legendary comedian Carol Burnett in 2018. Moreno, who gained widespread fame in the film West Side Story, will be honored at the Peabody Awards annual gala in New York City on May 18th. By the way, I have to point this out. So she's 87 years old. She looks fantastic.
She looks tremendous, man. Yeah. That's a dancer, right?
She is in fantastic shape.
Do you remember her on The Electric Company?
I absolutely remember her on The Electric
Company.
She's great. That's mainly what I know her from, to be honest. It'll be on May 18th where they're doing the gala, and most recently she starred in 3 seasons of the popular Latino remake of Norman Lear's classic sitcom One Day at a Time on Netflix. That's since been canceled. Was nominated for a 2017 Peabody Award. She also signed on to be an executive producer in Steven Spielberg's remake of West Side Story, a film which she is also co-starring in. She has also received other prestigious awards, such as the Kennedy Center Honor for her lifetime contributions, the American Culture and the Screen Actors Guild Life Achievement Award. She is just taking it all home.
At that point, you have to display all that because it just becomes impressive. I know some people get flippant and, my Oscar's in my bathroom and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, when you have a row of them like that, when you are a PGOT recipient.
Yeah. She was also awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President George W. Bush and the National Medal of Arts president, Medal of Arts by President Barack Obama.
Purple Heart from Eisenhower. She's got everything. Congressional Medal of Honor. Unbelievable. And I think for a brief period, she was vice president, wasn't she?
She may have been. And she, one time at Chuck E. Cheese, she caught all the money flying around in that booth.
In the money booth.
It was amazing. The Peabody Awards will announce nominees for its 78th awards in television, radio, and digital media on April 9th.
At this point, don't you name an award after her now?
You would have to.
Right?
Yeah. The award awards.
The award awards.
Yeah, for the most awards.
And have her win her own award.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm honored to be a recipient of my own award.
When Forbes declared that Kylie Cosmetics guru Kylie Jenner was the youngest self-made billionaire in history, social media collectively lost its mind. And over the weekend, in an interview with the New York Times, Kylie admits that she, quote, can't say that she became a billionaire all on her own.
So she's copping to it.
Yeah, she said, right. I can't say
I've little girl's growing up.
Yeah, she said, I can't say I've done it by myself. She said, if they're just talking finances, technically, yes. I don't have any inherited money, but I have had a lot of help and a huge platform. The profile she's referencing, of course, is her family's show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She started there since she was a preteen. But she's saying, I didn't have nothing to begin with.
No, and that's cool, and that's true, because it upsets all of us who are trying to become self-made millionaires and billionaires.
I mean, it just sucks because, like, essentially the way I think this works is there's a company out there that makes these cosmetics, and then she walks into a warehouse and she goes, yes, 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 yes,
right,
no, yes.
Right. And if you stop and think about it, initially, all the attraction to her big lips, her sexy lips, we later found out was filler, cosmetic filler. So it had nothing to do with the lip kits she was selling.
So Kendall's the model, right?
Kendall's the model. Mm-hmm.
But this is we're looking at pictures of Kylie. She looks very model-esque herself.
Honestly, she looks beautiful. Good.
Yeah. Look, according to Kim Kardashian in the comment section, Preston, she's so pretty.
Pretty.
Yes.
Did she tag that bag? What is that?
Oh, my God.
Is she a bag tagger?
What?
Tag that bag.
She did not, Kathy.
She didn't tag the bag?
Come on, baby. Tag that bag.
Why? What kind of bag? What?
I don't know. That's why I was hoping she tagged it. Yes, I do. Yeah.
I'm so pretty.
It's so pretty. Don't you think, Preston?
She kind of tagged herself. She tagged Kylie Cosmetics, but she did not tag the bag.
Okay.
You can't not tag the bag.
You got to be a bag tagger.
At least tickle the bag.
Yeah, please. You know.
Right?
You don't have to spend a lot of time there, but
let it know that you know it's there.
Yeah. In fact, it can hurt a little if you're not careful. Okay. Right. So. How about we play this clip from the NAACP Awards over the weekend?
Oh, man.
Chris Rock was there, and he was about to hand out an award, and he reveals that he was told not to talk about Jussie Smollett. Did he do? He talked about Jussie Smollett.
Oh, dude.
And only the way he can. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, yeah. And they knew he would do it.
Of course. And here's a clip of him at that.
I guess I got to present an award. They said no Jussie Smollett jokes. Yeah, I know. What a waste of light skin, you know? You know what I could do with that light skin? That curly hair, my career would be out of here. Running Hollywood. Yes, no, just... Did... What the hell was he thinking? From now on, I ain't never gonna know Jussie. You're Jussie from now on. You don't even get the you no more. That you was respect. You ain't getting no respect from me.
And then he handed out the award to Blackish.
Right, right.
Steve, let me ask you a question. Preston, you can chime in too.
thank you. Yes, I have the floor now.
I'd like to yield my time to the senator from Arkansas.
Do you think, had they not said, don't say anything about Jussie,
that he probably wouldn't?
Do you think he would have even said?
He would have. You cannot hold the ocean back with a board, as they say. Yeah, and there's no way he's not going to do it. And he did a great job.
But the fact that they told him not to was a great lead in for it.
Yeah. You know? Of course. Yeah. Did you see Trevor Noah? He couldn't. He was howling.
Was he?
Oh, my God.
During that segment,
especially when he said, you don't know, you're Jussie. You're Jussie now.
All right, I just have two more quick things, and that's it. 50 Shades of Grey's Jamie Dornan and his wife Amelia Warner welcomed their third child.
I think I gave you a Jamie Dornan look-alike for the cast.
You
movie
did.
Cast.
Did you? Oh.
Yeah.
That he would,
with the beard.
He would play,
yeah,
me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's very impressive.
Well,
thank you, Steve.
You know,
I
love you.
That. Yeah, he's a good-looking feller. So they had a baby girl. She joins their other daughters, Dulcie Dornan.
Dulcie Dornan?
Yeah, D-U-L-C-I-E. I'm
that
not familiar with that name.
Such a stupid name.
No, that's and Elva Dornan, who is three. Elva was my grandmother's name.
Then open the Dornan.
So I don't know what the new baby's name here is. I guess they haven't released that information as of yet. So congratulations. All right, and then one last story, and then we'll move on to the clips. WWE star and actor John Cena appears to have a new love interest. The 41-year-old was grinning happily when he was photographed with the mystery brunette in Vancouver.
It's no mystery to me. It's Rue McClanahan.
Oh, is that who it was?
That's a mystery.
She's dead, though.
Yeah. I know. That's what makes it so kinky.
Oh. She's the one that we, you know, you'll see the Rue McClanahan just, you know, passed away. Mm-hmm. My wife fell for that. She's like, oh my God, so sad. And I'm like, it happened 6 years ago.
Or you'll see, Preston, Hollywood's lost a legend, and it's John Wayne. It's like,
right. Yes.
50 years ago.
Uh-huh. So he is in Vancouver filming Playing with Fire, which I don't know much about.
It's about a kid who discovers a matchbook.
Is it really?
And he's playing the kid.
TMZ reports the pair enjoyed a four-hour dinner date and then went on a romantic walk. I do remember, Steve, from all the early porn days, seeing trailers for Playing with Fire.
Playing with Fire.
It was a porn movie.
Oh, yes. It was a big one, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So in this, it's they had dinner for 4 hours.
What's that now?
You said they were eating for four
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, four-hour right? dinner date.
I bet you he's so big, I bet you he eats for all that time.
Wow.
Like she just sits there and watches
4 hours. Yeah, no kidding. That's like
it's like when Marissa was feeding bok choy to the hippos at the aquarium.
I know when you go to the melting pot, that's a 3 hour sit down session. So maybe they add an extra pot of cheese and they stay for 4 hours.
He's drinking a pot of cheese.
pulling up the red hot pot straight to his mouth. He's such a man.
Like Mongo.
Yeah. Sticks his head directly in the fire.
Mongo like cheese.
Right. All right, so we're ready for some clips, y'all. CBS invites you to enter the Twilight Zone. The reboot of the 1960 television series, created by Rod Serling. And in this clip, narrator Jordan Peele talks about the legendary show. Here we go.
You have to kind of do justice to the rules of the Twilight Zone and the aesthetic that, Serling and his team set up. But then you get, we get to tell stories that are relevant to 2019.
Again, that's another one for the gaping app hole, Preston, that's on the CBS streaming app.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it? Yeah, that's my understanding.
It is.
I'm not happy about
me
that.
Me neither,
oh, it's
man.
Called CBS All Access. So...
It's like $5.99 a month to watch.
Is it really?
Yes.
I joined it.
Come on, man.
I buckled like a pussy for Star Trek because they brought back Captain Pike.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not watching it. I'm paying for it, and I'm not watching it.
I'm not going to pay for CBS. I'm just not going to.
Do you know what you do?
So give me your username and password because I want to watch the show.
Do you have iTunes? Do you have iTunes?
I do.
You can get the series on iTunes.
I have to pay for it though, right?
Yes, you do. But ultimately, if you don't want to get the app and pay for stuff you're not watching,
okay.
Then you can selectively target the series that you want to watch.
By the way, okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Technical question. On your, you're talking about getting an app on your television?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you get a new app on your television?
So do you have
download
a,
it? You have I have a smart TV. I have several of them.
Then you just, there's an app store on your TV.
I've never delved
it's
into
Sony.
That.
Go
I
in
use
and,
the apps that are already there. So.
Yeah. You can add to it.
Okay.
On my Sony set, I've done it. It's no problem. Or if you have an Apple TV, you can get it on that.
The Twilight Zone is available today on CBS All Access. Let's do the next one. Zachary Levi makes his debut on The Magical Superhero as the Magical Superhero in his first ever big screen adaptation of DC Comics character Shazam. We have a screening tonight, by the way. In this clip, Zachary explains how, although this role was a dream come true, it didn't come with some obstacles. Here we go.
It was total wish fulfillment. The kid in me that always wanted to be a superhero and the actor in me that's always wanted to play one, all of that happened for me. So making the movie, I was constantly pinching myself. But, you know, the super suits are not the most comfortable things in the world. Going to the bathroom was a challenge, to say the least.
Oh, God, I love you.
How, when this was filming, did we miss or skip over altogether that this was filmed here in Philadelphia?
Only 1 day's worth of filming, Preston. The rest of it, yeah, the rest of it was in Toronto, doubling for Philadelphia.
Because there's plenty of clips in the commercials you see on TV where you're like, they're at the art museum.
Yeah. Right.
Or there's Liberty One.
So they went and hit all those spots in 1 day because they wanted to take place in Philadelphia, but they didn't film it. The whole movie in Philadelphia, just like a day or two.
I love the fact that it's placed in Philly, and I wonder how often that will be referenced in the movie. Is this, other than, say, Unbreakable, is this our first superhero movie in Philadelphia?
That's a good question. Well, Transformers, it's not a superhero, but... Philadelphia.
That's not a superhero movie. Yeah.
He was kind of a hero.
He
didn't beat AIDS.
Rewrite law.
Okay.
All right. AIDS.
Yeah.
So.
What?
AIDS comes into the courtroom. Yeah. There was, at one point during the game last night, the Michigan State Duke game, Magic Johnson was on the TV. And somebody, I was at a party, and they go, hey, does Magic Johnson's son go to Michigan State? I go, dude's got AIDS. I don't think anybody's going to have a kid with him. Like, right?
What?
Right?
He had kids before.
You had mentioned AIDS. Sorry.
He had kids before.
Yeah, but they would be way older than college age, right?
Unless
they're stupid. You're absolutely right.
So, Shazam.
Shazam. You mentioned AIDS. Sorry.
Okay.
But it's because he went to Michigan State. Really had nothing to do with AIDS.
Back to you, Lisa. So it turns out Shazam has AIDS. Back to you, Lisa.
I don't even know what was said.
I made a joke about Philadelphia, the movie, and it led Casey down a path where he had an AIDS moment over the weekend and had to share. Shazam premieres on Friday. We have a screening of the movie tonight. You want to go?
Yeah!
All right. It's in Philly, where the movie takes place.
We call it Little Toronto.
The UA Riverview. So it's on IMAX, and we'll take 3 callers right now, and we will put you on the list, 215-263-WMMR. You need to be there by 6:30 because the movie starts at 7, so call right now.
I think Zachary Levi is perfect for this. I love the show he was on, Chuck, for a long time, and he was great. He's the voice in Entangled.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Flynn Rider, or however. Is it Flynn Rider is his name, and then he's got another one, right?
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson.
You know, he's very Ryan Reynolds-y. I think he's a more PG Ryan Reynolds.
I would agree, absolutely. So anyhow, that's what we have for you. Sorry, I'm keeping an eye on those text messages. And
Shazam has AIDS.
Yeah, Shazam has AIDS.
Walker told me Shazam has AIDS.
All right.
Not a laughing matter, guys.
It is not.
AIDS is not funny.
No, right. Especially with Shazam, his metabolism is far more susceptible.
So that's what I have. We're going to take a break. When we get back, I'm going to tell you about the next matchup for Daily Rush Madness, which does continue. We're going to need your help on that. Stay put. We'll be back in a moment.
So your cash flows low and you need some dough, and I'm like, fund you.
MMR's Fund You Too. Your shot at $1,000 cash 5 times a day.
Hey, Fund You Too.
Weekdays, tune in at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., as well as 1, 4, and 6 p.m. to hear the hour's winning keyword. We give you 15 minutes to enter it via the MMR app on your mobile device, the contest page at WMMR.com, or text it to the short code 45911. One random entry wins $1,000 in cash.
We wanna fund you.
MMR's Fund You Too. 5 chances to win a grand. Weekdays at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m. All the details and contest rules at WMMR.com.
Brought to you by A&T Subaru. Subarus really do cost less in Sellersville.
And by 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
You know what we have to do? We have an announcement to make, and we need to do that right now. So, Casey, you could give me that. proper ambiance here, and we're excited to bring this back. Wow, I can't believe that it is the 12th time that this will be taking place. That is how long this event has been happening, and it is the triumphant return of Kathy's Cut.
Yeah!
Benefiting wigs for kids. Yes, we get a lot of inquiries as to when and where this event is going to be taking place, and we got all the details for you now, and we are set to go on Friday, May 3rd for Kathy's Cuts, and this will be at Trubity Concepts in Southampton, so headed back to that very cool location.
Yeah, it's the perfect place for it, and so many people, it's a little bit later this year than we normally do it, and so many people have emailed, and they're like, is it happening? What's going on? I'm like, okay, wait for the details. They're coming on Monday.
Well, yeah. Here they are.
Friday, May 3rd is when that's taking place. So take a look at the calendar. Jot that down that you want to be there. And just some specifics that you need to know. The donor's ponytail must be at least 12 inches long. Some gray is permitted, but hair cannot be chemically processed. So keep that. What all does that mean, Kathy?
So, like, if you color your hair or you bleach it, like, if you've colored your hair and it has grown out, that's fine. But if you currently have color in it or, you know, you bleach it, that they can't really use that hair. So, basically, it has to be healthy hair.
Okay. Haircuts and styling from three great hair salons, Gravity, David Arnold, and Thierre are going to be the ones on board. Appointments are from 6:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., and if you'd like to sign up now, you can go to PrestonSteve.com and do that very thing as we speak. So we want to get you on board. And Kathy, how many people total do we usually take?
We take 27 appointments per hour. So
per hour.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
I thought you were about to say all together.
I was like, wow, 27, that's good, man, for the whole thing.
Per hour.
Yeah.
Okay. They're all busting their asses when they get in there. But the truth of the matter is, people just don't get, they don't just, you know, make them lay down on a bandsaw. They're getting a style. Yeah,
yeah, they're going to get a full haircut. And, you know, once you sign up, you'll get the guidelines and all of that. But you have to come with your hair washed and dried. It has to be clean. Also, that's another thing. Some people don't know. They think, you know, just throw it back in a ponytail. But if the hair is dirty, they actually can't use it. So that's another thing that you have to be sure that you wash your hair. And if you leave it wet and you throw it in a ponytail, mold can actually, little mold spores can grow on it. They can't use that either. So when you sign up, you'll get a very specific email with all of the details in it. Make sure you read it and you abide by those.
Okay. So clean hair, dry hair.
Yep.
Non-chemically altered hair.
Yep. All right. So once again, the specifics, Friday, May 3rd, Trubity Concepts in Southampton. The hair must be at least 12 inches long. Some gray is permitted. The hair cannot be chemically processed. And the appointments are from 6:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And if you want to sign up, just go to PrestonSteve.com right now. And I bet you they're already starting to happen as we speak.
Sure.
So make sure that you get a good time and get on there early. So this is the 12th year that Kathy's Cuts.
Next year I'm going to grow out my scalp.
Okay,
and,
that's good.
A 12-inch flap of flesh hanging off the back. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for bald
scalp donations, yeah, absolutely
for bald caps.
Listen, not everybody can have a bald cap, and we
exactly
want to help those people out. So maybe we'll work on that for next year. Hey, horrible story making the news. I'm sure you saw this. University of South Carolina. This girl from New Jersey was murdered. Samantha Josephson. She was from Robbinsville Township, which I'm not personally familiar with where that is, but anyhow, she was getting an Uber back from wherever she was, and it was about 2 a.m., and she hopped into a car. Turns out it was not an Uber, and this dude killed her. That was horrible.
It had the child locks on the doors, so once she got in,
she couldn't get out.
Yeah.
She may not have known until a while into the trip, but
I have no idea if this guy was trolling around looking for people or not, or if it was a crime of opportunity or whatever. And but that's really scary.
So they have pictures of her by the vehicle, getting into the vehicle, everything. Yeah,
yeah. I've never Ubered. I don't have a need to
I'm
Uber
surprised.
At all. Yeah. Well, I mean, so I don't drink, right? So like, been sober 7+ years, and Uber is fairly newish, right? Like, yeah, it really has taken on since then.
So you don't have.
So I don't need to. I don't ever put myself in a situation where I'm not driving.
I've done it. So Uber a couple of times and Lyft a couple of times. But that's like in Florida. I took a Lyft from the
to the airport.
Stuff like that. Look, again, I'm not drinking as well, so I'm always the designated driver. That's part of the deal. And I assume a lot of people who use the service. have spent the night having some fun.
Yeah, but my wife is telling me, so she went to see, like, Jim Gaffigan at the Met, and when she came out, she said it was, like, uber pandemonium because you've got, like,
uber,
you know.
Uber.
Yeah. So we get, you got, like, 1,000
super
people
duper
coming out looking for their Uber.
Yep.
And that's kind of probably what this girl's situation was.
Yeah,
she
but
was
they won't pick you. That's the thing. That's why I was wondering how this happened, because they won't pick you up. I've actually had somebody tell me to get out because I got in the wrong Uber. They had to turn around, take me back, and have me get out because I was not in the correct Uber.
But, Kat, what I'm trying to say here is that this guy was preying upon her. That's most likely is that this guy put himself in a situation where he was going to get somebody drunk at night that was going to get into their car and then
maybe
he'd be able to like take off and take advantage of that. So
maybe.
The benefit of Uber is that they know where you are. Like I had a friend who got into an Uber and she got very nervous. The guy started talking about how his car was not working properly and that he needed to pull off of the highway. And so she started to get really nervous. And so she now, again, in Uber, they have your location, but she started to send it to her kids. Like, that's how nervous she got.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up getting out of the guy's car and kind of walking away from him because she was so terrified at what was happening. But she said, at least if he would have killed me, they would have known where I was because...
what a horrible thought to have as you're just coming back. So I've used Lyft more, but the couple of times I've used Uber, again, like in England, I used Uber for going to the to see the Eagles play at the stadium at Wembley and back. I went with Rodney. But on Lyft, I'm more familiar with that. There's a picture of your driver. So you see the face of the driver
Uber's
who's
the
going
same
to pick you up. So and there's they know what you look like or should know what you look like. And there's initial exchange of information. But before you get in the vehicle, is it standard protocol to just make sure that's the person who's picking you up?
I mean, if you look at the picture, I guess you could do that. I mean, I know that any time that I've taken it, like they verify that it's me and that they are picking up the correct person.
Right.
Well, and also there's a little map on your phone that shows you where
they are.
Is.
Yeah.
And now if you get in the wrong one, the other one might be one or two cars behind, but it should be right in the vicinity if you're looking at the map and see where you are and see where the car is.
Yeah, like Casey described, if you get out of a place after a concert and there's 25 Uber vehicles waiting to pick up people,
now
they're all showing the same location.
I did in Atlantic City one time, had hailed an Uber, and I don't know if this was in the infancy, this was several years ago, and maybe I wasn't familiar with the whole map thing and knowing where the car was, and a car pulled up to the corner that I was standing on, and I went to open the rear car door, and it was locked, and I'm, like, pulling on it, and the person's looking at me, like,
dude,
putting their hands up, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And it wasn't an Uber. It wasn't the
car.
It
wasn't even an Uber?
I don't remember.
Okay.
But I remember I was trying to get in the wrong damn car, and...
I will say, though, that I used to take Uber alone. Like, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I don't take it alone anymore.
My wife got him one the other day and was not comfortable.
Yeah.
Why? The guy was not being communicative at all, like not even responding to anything like, how are you today? I mean, not even saying a word, and it creeped her out, and she did not like that ride at all.
So every time I've done Lyft, and again, it's maybe five times, always conversational with the drivers, nothing but stellar experiences. But I've heard a lot of people, and I'm sure it goes for both, because the truth of the matter is a lot of people drive for both Uber and Lyft.
Yeah.
You'll see both symbols on the cars. I mean, I know they get rated for the, for the service and all that stuff. So, but I also do hear these bizarre stories, and this is clearly a horror story. But
I have a question about the rating thing, because let's say, you get this guy that my wife had the other day. He's just not a people person. He just doesn't talk.
Right.
He's just, maybe he's got some communication issues, and this is why he does what he does, just because it's,
Right.
But if you get poor ratings, I don't think I really look at the rating and go, I'm not going to take a ride with this person. He's got a low rating,
But I don't think that's what it's for. I think it's for Uber. Like, if you get a certain amount of low ratings, then you can't be an Uber driver anymore.
No kidding.
It's for them to.
So
it's
it
for them to.
You okay. To have some type of personality. You're sure about that? Well, I don't know. Maybe.
So I was talking to an Uber driver once, and he explained the. And this was a couple of years ago, but he explained the ratings. He was driving us somewhere for New Year's Eve, and he said, "If you could give me a good rating, here's how it works." Blah blah blah. Like even the cleanliness of their car and all of that, he said, was taken into account.
Well, I think this.
I love you.
No. I thought you were going to keep going. I think that this girl who was killed was it could have been anybody that night. Well, do you know what I mean? Like, this guy was going to do that. And so this is the problem with Uber. We all thought that this is going to sort of blow up at some point because anybody can drive an Uber. Mm-hmm. But anybody can pose as an Uber guy now.
Right.
You know, or Uber girl.
Well, listen, yeah. And so this adds to the point of you know, taking that extra step. Now, the issue here is, in this case, is that, and with many of the cases, and we were saying with Uber and Lyft, a lot of the times they're responding to people who are leaving a bar and leaving a party, and their judgment is a little warped, and that can help feed something like this. So, you know, to Kathy's point, if you are going to take an Uber, probably better to take it with someone else.
Well, and
somebody texts in and said, if an Uber driver falls below 4.7, they're terminated as a driver.
I mean, like killed?
No.
No, they then don't get murdered.
No. We execute you.
You knew it was coming. I didn't know it'd be so soon.
Let me go. Let me go to John here. That was Casey hitting his head on the microphone. Hi, John. You're on the air. Good morning.
You guys rock.
Thanks, John. What's up, bud?
So I had a similar story. I was on the other end of what Preston was just saying, but one day I was driving through University City, and it was kind of when Uber first started. I'm sitting at a red light, and this girl starts getting in the back of my car, and I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And she's like, you're my driver. And I was like, no, I'm not. And sure enough, I guess the driver was driving a similar car to me, but it was kind of scary that this girl just assumed I was her driver, and you could totally see how something horrible like this, I guess, could potentially happen.
Yeah. Is there an issue, and I wonder with what you're saying, John, is there an issue, and I have never even looked, because I haven't done it as much. I know people who just live by Uber and Lyft and use it constantly. Is the driver's tag information?
Yeah, the license plate.
And they have the vehicle, the type of vehicle it is as well. To tell you the color and make
right.
of the car.
Because leaving the ballpark down in spring training.
Yeah.
So you know, it was very crowded. People were coming in for the game and so on and so forth. But I saw the vehicle, the identification of the vehicle, and there we go. It was, you know, I was able to pick it out. A whole mess of other Uber and Lyft cars.
Yeah.
They're dropping people
off.
Well,
they have the lights too now. The Uber or Lyft light in the windshield.
Oh, Uber has a light too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I've seen the Lyft light, I just haven't seen an Uber light. You know, kids are taking the Uber now.
We talked about that.
All the high school kids, and not just that.
It's not policy though. We discovered that they're supposed to be 18 and older.
They should be. Yeah. You know what? Maybe I'm wrong, but I remember when Uber first came out and it was that black car service. Mm-hmm. That's when you felt, or at least me, I felt a little bit more comfortable. You know, it was just a little more professional. Whereas now, I think the city fought for a little while was just that basically anybody can throw an Uber light or sign in their car after they sign up and become an Uber driver.
When you get in the black car, it's, you know, would you like some water? Or
some water back there.
Some mints, if
and
you
some
like.
Some freshly baked scones. Right. And then the other one shows up and it's a lime green Pacer with mad wheels on it.
But you know what? I have been in a regular car Uber that the guy had water in the back. Like, he was trying to, you know, there are some good Uber and Lyft
drivers. When we were in Florida, the woman that picked me up and gave me a ride was like, would you care for some water? It's kind of warm out today. I'm like, yes, I would like some water.
But the services are different grades because the driver, I got in one and the driver was drinking water and handed it back. And you want to hit?
Sip?
Yeah, you sip.
Kathy, you ever do Uber pool?
I've never done Uber pool.
I did by accident one time.
You did not like it, did you?
Well, I didn't know.
It takes forever.
I didn't know we were going to be making stops along the way. No idea. I just saw the cheapest thing. I'm like, I'll take that. It was when we were going to Chickies and Pizza. It was for a calendar night.
We did Uber, I guess it's Executive or X1 or whatever the top cert Rodney and I did just to make sure we got to where we needed to go to. Guy shows up in a freaking Mercedes.
If you're not in a hurry and you don't mind spending time with other people, Uber pool's a good way to go. And you know, and I've done it a few times. It saves you a few
bucks. I think there should be a pool in it.
If you're lonely, just go hit that for the day.
I just checked.
Go to various locations.
$20 to get to via Uber pool, $20 to get to the BB&T Pavilion now from here.
From here?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's not bad at all.
You've seen the commercials for the drivers, right? Where the guy's like, you know, I do it on the side.
And
I'm just getting some money. That he takes his woman out for dinner that night. And this is Uber money, baby.
Hey, I actually did. I met a really nice guy one night. It was another night going to the I only take it to Chickies and Pizza.
Yeah, one time a year.
And we got in a lengthy conversation. And he was retired and was a long time, was involved in, you know, he was an EMT and all this stuff. And eventually he's like, he got bored. And he's like, you know what? This is a chance to get out and meet some people.
He's
to
a people
be
person.
Out on the road. And
I could see that.
You know, and so he found it was a cool thing to do and has made a living and it now really enjoys it. I'm going to go to Dennis, who's an Uber driver in South Carolina. Hi, Dennis. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Sorry to bother you at work.
No, it's all good. Dennis, you're in South Carolina?
Yes, sir. I live just outside of USC.
Okay. Oh. All right. So this took place, University of South Carolina, where this happened. So that's
yes,
got
to... This happened at a point at a place called Flores Point.
Okay.
So I moved here. I relocated from Delaware about 3 years ago, and I started driving Uber so I could land in the area.
Yeah.
So mainly started doing it at nights, weekends. Now, this place, Five Points, is nothing but dive bars, dollar beers, and all that, and with all the college kids that hang out.
Yep.
Now, after midnight, I call it Zombie Man because all you have is nothing but drunk kids.
Yeah.
Coming out of the bar. So one night, I was called to pick up a couple, and so where the meeting location was supposed to be, this young lady stumbled drunk into my car and sat in my passenger seat and just passed on out. And then the couple that I was supposed to pick up show up, and they're like, "Who is she?" I'm like, "She just got in the car."
Oh man. So,
I told them, I said, you know, there's a couple about my age in their 40s, and I said, listen, if you guys want to catch another Uber ride that is fine with me, I'm going to call the cops. I'm going to have this girl removed from my car because I'm Puerto Rican, two, I live in South Carolina. Puerto Rican, South Carolina don't go too well with
Right, I hear you.
Well, Dennis, so to that point, yeah, if you were to take off with this person in the car and they wake up and they're not sure what's happened, they're thinking you've abducted them.
Right. And not to mention that she had like a one-piece romper outfit, and it was the stimpiest outfit. I mean, she was hanging literally out of her outfit.
Right.
She was a beautiful, beautiful girl. Now, this couple that I picked up were very generous. They're like, well, since she's passed out, how about we just try to figure out where she is? And I'm like, well, if you guys don't mind, you guys are all white, so you guys can get away with it. I refuse to get involved in that. So I would do whatever it can because I have a 20-year-old daughter, so I want to make sure that, you know, that if my daughter, if the case was turned around, that my daughter will be safe.
Right. You get us home safe. I mean, I'm sure you have to juggle. Listen, it's you're making money this way. It's a source of income, and you don't want to jeopardize it. Do you see? Again, all my experiences have been good, but do you see other drivers who play a little light and loose with the rules?
Yeah, some do. I mean, the whole thing is for you as the person who is taking an Uber. You know, the best thing for you to do is look at the details of the driver. You know, there's a picture, there's always a recent picture of the driver. There's always a picture of the vehicle. So, and along with the tag number of the vehicle, mm-hmm. A lot of people don't make sure of that. Like, before I pick people up, I check their name.
Right.
Before they get in my vehicle. And if I get no response, they're not getting in my vehicle.
Yeah, there's a. I had heard that you guys are urged to say their name when they get in to make sure that you do indeed have the right people. Yeah.
It took us 3.5 hours to find where this young lady lived because she was passed out.
Oh, man.
So you didn't end up calling the police, Dennis?
No, I'm going to tell you what happened was that the guy that was with us, the woman that had called for the Uber, her husband was a lawyer.
Okay.
And her wife grabbed her purse. Her wife grabbed her purse, and we didn't find anything but her student ID and her ID from North Carolina. Mm. It says she was a law student.
Okay.
And if I would have called the cops and the cops would have had her removed, she would have got kicked out the law program.
Oh, wow.
It's a kind thing to do. Yes.
Yeah.
For you know, in this day and age, you know, the situation could have broke horribly against you.
Yeah.
Even if you're trying to do something nice.
Now, I'm going to tell you, this girl was not drunk. You know, I spent 20 years in the alcohol business, and this girl was not drunk. This was
somebody slipped or something.
This was something more than just alcohol.
Okay.
Wow.
she kept coming and slipping in and out of councils, man. So at one point, she kept trying to unlock her phone. And, you know, with the Apple phones, every time you miss the number, you have to wait a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
So we had to wait like 17 minutes, but the
she was getting locked out.
Oh, wow. Yes, yeah, so your whole night became a journey to get this girl home.
Wow.
Well, you're a good person for doing that.
Yeah, we got to let you go, Dennis. But thanks, man. We appreciate you checking in. Thanks for listening in South Carolina as well. So
listen, man, I got one more question.
Yeah.
When are we going to do Latin night?
Latin night.
Yes. I'm with you, Dennis.
Yeah. All right, Kathy's all about that.
Complete with a salsa performance from Kathy Romano.
All right, we'll work on it, Dennis. Thanks, buddy.
Latin list tonight. Wow. So, yeah, I didn't even think of a scenario like that. Somebody gets in, they're absolutely tanked and not making any sense. And what do you do?
So I think probably Uber more and Lyft more than just a regular cab service. Especially because it's, you know, it's the app, it's right on the phone, and the way it works, I bet you, you know, those drivers are more consistently dealing with raging drunks.
Yeah, Marissa?
Well, yeah, and I heard a story recently of a guy who picked up a passenger. He asked him, he took him on a drug deal. He literally got
out of his
car.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, he was like, hey, can you just wait here really quickly? Got out, went and bought drugs, and came home. And got back in the car and left.
Wow.
I hope he gave him a good rating.
Yeah.
The driver also claimed that he got pulled over on the way, too, which I think may have been added to the story. But the crap that they see is amazing.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. No, I have a friend who is a cab driver, but he has left, I think, the cab business to because Uber and Lyft is everything. So he does, I think, all three.
Yeah.
And he has gone on so many drug deals. Like, that's the other thing is these people hop in. They're like, dude, take me to, you know, wherever to cop their drugs.
That's why, like in Equalizer 2, Denzel is a Lyft driver.
Yes,
he sees some stuff, and every now and then he doesn't agree with it.
When he shows up at those guys, in fact, it's a very similar situation to what Dennis was describing.
Yep. Let me go to Dan. Hi, Dan. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, buddy. What's your story, man?
So the other day I was at the Phillies game and we were leaving and our Uber driver was going to pick us up at Xfinity. I figured it would be easier to walk over there to kind of get away from the traffic. But they were about 15 minutes away and we're standing there. I'm with my dad and there's a couple cars already parked there. And one guy is in his car and he rolls his window down and he kind of flags me over and he goes, where are you going? I said, I'm going to Jersey. He goes, all right, I'll give you a good rate. Jump in my car, take you to Jersey. And I just basically said, what? I said, I'll jump in my car and I'll take you to Jersey. And I basically walked away. And this story comes out and it just kind of like startled me.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So. Well, yeah. Like, honestly, stop and think about it. In the normal course of your day, if Uber and Lyft didn't exist and you were outside of a sporting event you just finished and somebody pulled up and offered to drive you wherever you were going, would you do that? Of course you would.
No way.
And just simply because these services exist doesn't mean you should do it now.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. I mean, yeah, it's such a different story now than trying to get a cab.
Yes.
I mean, you could call for cabs.
Yeah.
But it would take a while for them to get there. You had no idea what type of weight it would be. With this, you look right there, bang, somebody's going to be there in 5 minutes.
And I think what happens is with anything like this, we get very casual with the way we use them, the services, though the information is there, and it's just a good reminder for people to make sure you do your due diligence. Yeah,
I have a Lyft driver, Abby, who wants to give some safety advice for riders. So let's go to Abby. Good morning, Abby.
Hey, good morning. It's actually good evening for me. I'm a late night driver. I have been for several years in Philly.
Okay.
But yeah, there's like several things you can do and some things were mentioned already. Like whenever you request a Lyft ride, you can look at your driver's photo. You can match the license plates and the vehicle, you know, make and model, color, all that. Other things, at least when I drive late night, one of the common occurrences is you have somebody calling a ride for someone else. Now, this is a situation that gets kind of scary for the driver because oftentimes it's a female and the ride is a male. One thing that the passengers could do at this point that would make a driver feel a lot safer is just give us a call. You can call us through the app, let us know we're picking up somebody else, who they are, give us their name so that we can feel a little safer. Another thing you might want to do, too, with the late night rides, with the line rides, I don't know if you guys recall,
might have been almost a year ago now, but there was a young lady that was strangled to death after a line ride out in on the main line somewhere. I forget where, but one of the speculations was that she was followed home by the other guy on the line.
Could you clarify when you're saying line ride exactly?
That's like a shared ride. So a lot of people don't realize this, but when you pick the cheapest option, the reason it's cheaper is you're actually sharing that ride with other potential passengers.
Yeah, it's like Uber Pool. Yeah.
So you're saying, if I'm correct about this. So as you're in that car and you're, say, somebody ahead of you, a young lady is dropped off at her home, the other people in the vehicle would know where that woman's home was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they would. So if you're concerned about that, and especially if you're a young lady traveling by yourself at night and you're taking a line ride home, you might want to take a ride to the corner.
Yep.
At the same time, personally, when I drive people home, especially young ladies who are inebriated late at night, which are the majority of my passengers, I like to make sure they've gotten through the front door. I had a passenger that I dropped off in Rittenhouse Square at 9 p.m. I picked her up from the Greyhound station the first time I got her, dropped her off at home on a line ride, had a full car. We were all chit-chatting, having a good time. Drop her off. We think it's 9 p.m. on like a Thursday. Nothing's going to happen to her in Rittenhouse Square, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong. She got attacked in her doorway. Now, the guy who attacked her, what he did not know about her was she just got home from Vegas. She won an MMA fighting championship.
Oh, my God. Come on.
What ended up happening? She kicked his ass?
Yeah, she kicked his ass. I got her again, I guess, 3 weeks later, and she was like, I was hoping I'd get you again. I wanted to tell you what happened.
Wow.
And
so the guy who attacked her, the guy who attacked her, Abby, he was in your car as well?
No, he was not. He was waiting in some bushes, just waiting for somebody, I guess, to be looking for their keys to get in the door.
Well, they made the wrong call.
Yeah, as soon as I drove away, he got her.
Just a quick question, Abby, for the person walking up to a Lyft car, an Uber car, besides that,
I had a young lady that I dropped off in Ardmore, and a gentleman said he was getting out, that he, you know, had been riding with her, and I don't really know for sure what happened. I gave information about that ride to the police because it seemed a little bit odd.
Right.
The young lady did turn up dead later. So,
whoa.
You know.
Well, yeah. So what we're trying to find here, Abby, is just on a basic level, as you're approaching the vehicle and what you should expect the driver to say to you to make sure that they're vetted the quickest way possible and most thorough way possible.
All right. When you approach a driver, don't have your hands in your pockets. Don't look, I guess, shady as best you can.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I rejected a ride last night, and I'm in this to make money. This is my full-time job. I rent a car from Lyft, so I need to get 90 rides a week, or I'm out $254 for that week. So, I need my numbers, but I rejected a ride because I could see the guy had a gun under his shirt.
Oh, okay.
And he requested a line. So the other thing we can do is, you rate us, we rate you guys too. So if you give somebody one star or lower, that alerts safety to deactivate them right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to contact safety team, which eats your time, and let them know why you're doing that.
Okay.
And make sure you take them off the road. I had a guy threaten me with a beer bottle this weekend. I had to throw him out of my car on Erie and B. And actually, it was on a line ride. If I didn't have two other passengers in the car, I don't know how I would have gotten him out. Because one of the other passengers actually had to physically remove this gentleman. We had 911 on the phone. I had dispatch on the phone explaining to this man that police were going to come and remove him from the car.
Well,
and he still wouldn't get out of my car.
Wow. Yeah, Abby, thanks, be careful. Abby. Yeah, be
Appreciate
careful,
it.
And thanks for calling.
Yeah. Intern Jasmine is in here. Callen girl Jasmine as well. you had a couple stories you want to share.
This past weekend, we were all leaving the club. Obviously, everyone was drunk. And I drove there, but I was Ubering home, and I was just going to pick my car up the next day.
Right.
And everyone was, trying to figure out which Uber would come quicker. So we all were, waiting to see, which Uber is coming. And my one friend actually I was like, okay, our Uber's here. And she went to go get in the car. And this guy started, like, yelling at her, saying, like, get the F out of my car, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, whoa, like, my bad. Like, I didn't mean that. Mm-hmm. And he kept, like, cursing her out. So then...
So the guy wasn't an Uber driver?
No, it wasn't an Uber driver. Okay. So then my friend ended up, like, saying, like, whoa, whoa, like, you don't have to talk to her like that. It was, like, it was a innocent mistake. Mm-hmm. And he started, like, getting out of the car to argue with my friend. So then they ended up, like, literally fighting, like, this random guy over just her accidentally getting into the car. Wow. So my friend ended up, like, knocking him out in the, like, cold on the ground. And then the cops all came and I'm like, what happened?
Is it late night fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. What time is this? They say nothing ever happens good after.
Yeah, it was like 2:33.
And some dude sitting there, but somebody gets into his car and he's, so he freaks. Yeah. It was a bad confluence of events. Yes. Do you take Uber or by yourself?
All the time.
Okay.
All of the time. I really shouldn't. The first time I ever did Uber, I didn't have a ride to like a doctor's appointment and I was like so nervous. But then after that, I was like, you know what? Everyone takes Uber. Like, I have my friend's little brother. He takes Uber. Like, sometimes my friend's parents don't want to take him places, and he'll just Uber. Like,
yeah, now these randos know where you live, and like, I just don't like the idea of it.
There's honestly been like a lot of like creepy people because I've had Uber drivers like say things like, oh, he's not scared of anything because he's had sex with someone that has like AIDS. And like, he's like, I didn't even get it. So I'm not scared of anything. And we're like sitting in the back seat, like looking at each other.
They're having
like,
a conversation with you about
this?
Yeah.
Like, who is this man that's driving us? Like, mm-hmm.
You guys fans of Shazam?
Hey, listen, Steve and I took a ride in L.A. where the guy on the trip starts to tell us how he was involved in child pornography when he was a victim.
What?
Yeah, he got involved in kiddie porn and
Over there, so yeah, this guy over there used to do meth in the basement. And he was a friend of mine. I think he got knifed in the head, and I was forced at gunpoint to be in child porn. Hey, have a great day.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tell you their, like, life stories, and you're sitting in there like, can you just, like, get me to my destination?
But some people want to talk, you know, and some passengers want to talk, but it can be, you never know. You never know what you're going to get, so... Interesting.
Well, and you'll be safe, too.
Yeah, be careful.
You listen?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right.
All right. Thank you, Jasmine. All right. That it is a cautionary tale.
Yes.
So, you know, what you need to do is follow the protocols if you can when you're ordering a car service. And, you know, like our driver callers had said, you can see their name, the model and make of the car, the tag number and all that stuff, and just double check. Just make sure.
And I think,
because this guy was probably going around trolling for some victim to get, and he got him.
I think you're right. And obviously, they have if you have your phone with you, you have access to alert, you know?
Yeah. Yep. Hey, and you know what? If you're with somebody who's pretty, like, banged up, you know, do them a solid and make sure that they get into the right car as well.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Marissa, did you want to say something? Hang on a second here.
Just really quickly, I've gotten in a lot of Ubers that are listening to MMR, so thank you to all of those.
No,
guys.
We love it, yeah.
But secondly, when you're an Uber and you're looking for a passenger, please put in your four ways because it's really annoying when there's a car stopped in the middle of the road.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Put your four ways on when you're waiting or looking for a passenger.
Hazard.
Oh, you're asking the drivers to do that. Okay,
yes.
I get
it.
The four ways, the hazard.
Okay. Or it would help if we just as people wore four-way lights. Put on our hazards, too.
All right, anyhow, thanks for the calls. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back in a second. We'll get to the B-File and the next matchup. Or...
We didn't do this one yet. We were supposed to do this earlier, but I didn't want to bother you.
Oh, that's what this is.
Yeah,
sorry.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so our next matchup... For the Daily Rush Madness, that's what we're doing, is the Pudding Guy versus the Steve is the God of Hellfire.
Wow.
So these have both made it to the second round. They're battle-tested, but how will they do against each other? Just to remind you the clips, here's the Pudding Guy real quick. Located in the refrigerated section will be identifiable by their generous Cheesecake Factory portion sizes, according
Excuse
to a press...
Excuse me, clerk, where's your pudding section?
According to...
My glands are undulating with excitement over the prospect of what new flavors are held within.
I don't like this guy.
Pudding Guy.
Pudding Guy.
All right, and Pudding Guy is going to face off against Steve as the God of Hellfire. Here's a clip from that.
This trippy 60s stuff.
Yeah. I have crackers and marshmallows and chocolate for s'mores.
I am the God of Hellfire.
I know you are.
Give me some breathing room, for Christ's sake.
I am the...
I know!
I am...
Ah, shut up!
All right, so... They are now against each other, and you can vote. Do it through WMMR.com. Click on the Daily Rush banner. And while you're there watching the videos and voting, make sure you get signed up for the grand prize that we have for the whole thing. You can vote each day, by the way, once per day. Chance to go to every single Punchline show for the rest of the year.
Awesome.
So, presented by Punchline Philly Comedy Club, Restaurant, and Bar. So we'll take a break. We'll come back in a second. We'll get to the B-File when we return. Stay tuned.
More of the Preston and Steve Show podcast after this.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Hey, real quick before we do the B-File, I want to plug this event coming up. My daughter has Crohn's disease, very, very, very painful issue that a lot of people have, and we're working to try to get research and cure this issue. And my wife is on the board of a group called the Mother's Wish. It's the Mother's Wish Foundation. We're doing our first ever 5K. And with everybody out and about this weekend, my neighborhood was filled with joggers this weekend. I was one of them, by the way.
It's only going to get better.
Yeah, so think about that as you got out and enjoyed the weather. Saturday, May 11th in Collegeville is when and where. And we'll be at Huebner Park and would love for you to join me. I think I'm going to run this one. I haven't been running. I've been running lately. I think I'm going to get out and run this 5K as opposed to just hosting it. So
5Ks are totally doable.
They're easy. Yep. So we'd love for you to give your help. And I tweeted out the information. You follow me on Twitter. I don't tweet that often, but the information I just posted.
You've twatted.
I did twat from time to time. But easiest way is to go to PrestonandSteve.com. Click on the community page. You will find the link to it right there. But sign up. Come and join me. May 11th. It's a Saturday. Huebner Park. Would love to have you there.
You can walk it as well, right?
Yeah, there's a one-mile walk.
It's a beautiful park.
That's usually the, at a lot of these 5Ks, there's usually that one-mile, fun run or fun walk or whatever you want to call it.
Or walk the full, 3.2 miles?
You can do that, too. Yep. All right. Now, on top of that, let's do this thing.
It's time for Preston and Steve's Daily Rush Madness.
All right, we have some more matchups. Bring up the speed on. And if you want to know who won over the last few matchups that we had last week, you can go to the website and check out all that info. I did reiterate it earlier, but you know what? I'll mention it before the morning is up. But the matchup that we're going to spotlight now is from the Privilege region. We have the Warrant Hotline against Regis Gets Tough. Couple of Regis moments from the Daily Rush Madness, and this is one of them. But first, let's play a little clip from the Warrant Hotline. This is what that video was about.
That would be in the list of other things we do besides rock and roll. We make huge mistakes that will send our family members to jail. That was stupid. Learn about more stupid things we do by calling that number.
Oh, my
God. Call it twice, and I'll let you know what happens behind closed tour bus doors. We're sleeping.
It was so funny. The Warrant Hotline.
Just
one of those 900 numbers.
And classic.
They had a promo that ran with it, and it was ridiculous. You know, 1980s over-the-top excess, and... we had fun with that, and then there was Regis Gets Tough. Here's a little clip of that.
Now he's just not being nice.
That's not fair. Well, you shut up, too. And I introduce you to my five lawyers. They're right on my right hand.
Smack the hell out of me.
Bring them right across your face.
Slap you.
Not you, Kathy. You haven't agitated me as much as Kelly. Let's just say you're on thin ice.
All right. The videos are available for you to watch. Go to WMMR.com. Click on the Daily Rush Madness. And then you can vote. You can vote on all the matchups for the day right now if you want to. Get it out of the way. But we want to hear your opinion.
Regis has some staying power, I have to say. Now, listener Kim, she and her husband have... the winner, she sang Rizzo, Love Story.
It's a solid one.
Solid. But though right now, I'm thinking God of Hellfire might take it.
I had I watched both of the Rizzo videos, the original one and the second one. I watched them over the weekend because I had some friends in from out of town, and we were walking around Center City, and I pointed out the Frank Rizzo statue.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go back and watch those videos. And I'm telling you, I was dying. And I think they're both great, but the second one I find to be even funnier.
Where he is
creme brulee.
Yeah,
that one's my favorite. But anyhow, you get to choose, and we want you to do that very thing. So help us out. Go to WMMR.com and vote. Let's do the B-File.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you this morning by the LLS Big Climb Philly. That's coming up, man. Join Nick and Team Luke on April 13th for the LLS Big Climb Philly. Team Luke's going to climb 47 floors to the top of the FMC Tower to help find a cure to cancer. Join Team Luke or donate at bigclimbphilly.org. An international tourist died after he fell hundreds of feet into the Grand Canyon while trying to take photos on Thursday near the rim of Eagle Point. A tour group from Hong Kong was visiting the Grand Canyon, and many of the tourists were taking photos very close to the rim while attempting to snap a picture at Eagle Point adjacent to the popular Skywalk attraction. A man from the group accidentally fell off the rim and into the canyon. I don't know how many feet, but it was hundreds of feet.
They should employ people to patrol the rim. Give them that rim job and make sure they protect these tourists. Right, Preston?
What do you do here?
I'm the rim job.
A helicopter search located the 50-year-old man's body at the bottom of the canyon. His body will be transported by helicopter to the nearest hospital. It's the second in as many weeks, I think, that they've had falling deaths at the Grand Canyon.
Preston, so. There's one. Maybe it's Yosemite. There's it's like 1,000 feet up. And the people all want to get their park in the back. And they fall off. Yep. It's something I wouldn't approach face forward.
Yeah,
and they're being very reckless.
Well, a forensic psychologist says a former college student believed that he was half dog, half man when he fatally attacked a man and woman at their home and was found biting one of their faces.
Well, that's not his fault.
I remember this story.
Yeah, it was bath salt, right?
No, I don't think it was, Steve. That was a different one.
Okay.
There was a guy eating someone's face, but this guy thought he was half human, half dog.
Okay.
Dr. Philip Resnick made the conclusion in a 38-page mental health report released this week. Investigators say they found Austin Haroff biting John Stevens' face while making growling noises.
Now, while it seems like a bad thing, he is his own best friend.
Hesnick's report says the fact that Haroff persisted in biting Stevens in the presence of police officers in spite of threats of being shot, being tased, and receiving multiple kicks to the head suggested that Mr. Haroff was actively psychotic.
Yes.
Attorneys are preparing an insanity defense for the November 4th trial.
The notion of gnawing away at human flesh on a living person, it just boggles the mind. Mm-hmm. So I would assume you are completely unhinged at that point.
A man admitted to taking a Wayne State University bus on a joyride through the Ann Arbor area early Friday morning, was arrested. A shuttle bus driver called police at about 6:15 a.m. after the bus was taken from a gas station. It was stolen after the driver left the bus running and went inside of the gas station. An hour later, the police spotted the bus. They stopped it. They conducted a field sobriety test on the driver, 59-year-old man from Detroit. It's believed the man was drunk. And here's what makes it interesting. He uttered, without being asked, "The keys were in it, so I took it."
Well, I think we have our culprit right here.
The man was arrested for possession of the stolen vehicle and suspected operating while under the influence.
Here's my deposition. I hand wrote it while you were pulling me over.
Until this week, sex between unmarried people in Utah was technically illegal. Mm. And that changed on Wednesday when Governor Gary Herbert signed a bill that decriminalizes sex outside of marriage in the state. And of course, Utah would have that in the book.
Yes.
Utah's 1973 fornication law. They actually came up with it in 1973. Wow. It seems like it would have been ancient, right? It designated sex outside of marriage as a Class B misdemeanor. The act carried a possible penalty of up to 6 months in jail or a maximum fine of $1,000. Utah was among only a few states that retained these laws. State Senate Minority Leader Karen Maine sponsored the bill and said it was just a small piece in Utah's criminal code that needed to be revamped. The measure also modifies criminal offenses. Some lawmakers do not want it repealed on moral grounds.
What's happening there, Preston? They're drinking coffee. They're having sex outside of marriage. Something's happening.
It's run amok. A transient man has been arrested after he showed up to a Phoenix church completely naked. The incident occurred at the Saints Simon and Jude Cathedral. Police say Kajovi Adande went inside the church completely naked, exposing himself to about 50 people in attendance. Several churchgoers then escorted Adande outside the church. Documents state that he had then gotten into his vehicle, put his clothes on, and left the area before police could arrive.
My work is done here.
Yeah, one witness was able to get the suspect's license plate number. Police later obtained the church's surveillance video of the incident. Now, Adande has a history of displaying himself in this similar type of behavior with two past incidents happening in 2017. However, no victims in those cases wanted to prosecute. In a separate incident, Adande was booked after he exposed himself to two women. He was arrested on Thursday in connection to the church incident. Yeah, I don't know if he makes a habit of doing it at churches or not, Steve, but he definitely did this time around. Here's a really strange story. A French coastal community has finally cracked the mystery behind the Garfield telephones that have plagued this picturesque beaches for decades.
This is insane.
Since the 1980s, the Irois Coast in Brittany has received a supply of bright orange landline novelty phones shaped like the famous cartoon cat. Okay, so I'll explain. It makes sense after a little while here. But anti-litter campaigners have been collecting fragments of the feline for years as they clean the beaches. But now the source of the problem has finally been found. It was a lost shipping container.
Oh, no. Oh my gosh.
Last year, campaigners from R. Villansu, an anti-litter group, made the novelty phone a symbol of the plastic pollution on the beaches, as part of which is designed as a marine park. Now, thousands were made and sold during the 1980s. Collectors still buy and sell the vintage Garfield phone online today. The beach cleaning teams had long suspected that a lost shipping container, perhaps blown overboard, had regurgitated its precious orange cargo, but they had never been able to find it. The media attention on the new campaign, however, drew the eye of a local farmer who remembered the first Garfield appearing after a storm in the early 1980s when he was a young man, and he also knows the location of the container. It's in a secluded sea cave accessible only at low tide.
So when the tide shifts up and down, it floats some more out into the ocean.
Yeah, members of the R. Villansu group, accompanied by journalists, set out to find it, climbing down the slippery rocks to the cave. The team spotted remnants of a destroyed shipping container, and soon, between the rocks, Garfield phones in a more complete condition than any ever found before.
Isn't that wild?
They found orange plastic poking out from beneath the rocks. The container appeared to remain somewhat buried after three decades, and it remains inaccessible, and it is not known how much of its cargo is sealed within it. Another issue is that the novelty items that escaped and continue to wash up on the beaches will not decompose in a human lifetime.
Did you have any kind of novelty phone like that around that time? They were all the rage. Like the football phone?
I had one that was transparent. You could see the inner workings. Yeah.
Those were cool.
That was the only novelty phone I ever had, but I didn't have other phones like a football or a hamburger or whatever.
I had one that looked like an old-style British, you know, on the cradle phone, the queen might use.
A princess phone.
A princess phone, because I'm a princess.
All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file for you. I have heard a story similar to that Garfield one before. In fact, I'm sure I brought it up in the
bizarre
file.
You did. I think, was it Lego pieces?
It was Lego pieces that have been popping up for decades, probably.
Yeah.
And the same thing was shipping container, and they just, all these little pieces wash up on the shore. All right, and there you go. That's your B file. We are going to take a break. We have a screening of Shazam tonight. Looks like a fun movie.
Again, people keep tweeting at me and sending emails who have seen it in advance and say it is the best DC movie yet.
And it takes place in Philadelphia. Mm. It's a screening tonight at the IMAX UA Riverview, 7 o'clock. You want to be there? We'll take four callers, 215-263-WMMR. Now, it starts at 7. You need to be there by 6:30. Heads up on that, and it opens nationwide this Friday. So let's get you on there. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Thrice. Shine now.
everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
Real quick, if you don't mind, I'm going to do a shout out. This is kind of a sad one. This is from Sarah and Sadie. Said, my dad's favorite band has been Kiss since I was a child. In fact, he took my sister and I to our first concert to see Kiss in 2000. My dad was battling cancer for a year before he bought us tickets to see Kiss one last time. Unfortunately, he lost his battle with cancer just a couple of months before he was able to see his favorite band again this year. And I'd like to get a shout out to my dad. He introduced us to the best genre and the hottest band in the world. And we won't ever forget him. We love you, Dad. And that is from Jeffrey Simmons. So shout out. Or I'm sorry, the Jeffrey is the dad who passed away.
Okay.
So shout, obviously, to him. And that's sad, but happy to pass that along. And then here's another one. Says, please wish my sister, husband, and middle son a very happy birthday today. No, it is not a joke. And this is from Elizabeth, says, sister of the fool, Elizabeth, who sent me a story on 6ABC about her sister and husband and child. And here it is. It says, April 1st, 2008, Christine Menser and her husband, John, were born on the same day. April, why does it say April 1st, 2008, Christine Menser? And anyway, it was April Fool's Day, 1971.
All right.
But their story only begins there. The couple's second child, Michael, was born 5 years ago on April 1st, and lightning nearly struck a fourth time with the arrival of their third child, William, 3 years ago. He was just 7 days shy of April 1st. But the three of them all born on April 1st.
That's pretty wild.
So a big shout out to you guys, and happy birthday, which is pretty cool. So that is... let me see here. Yeah, Christine Menser and her husband, John, and then their second child. It's pretty wild. So happy birthday, guys. Listen, this weekend, I got into the city, as you were talking about, Steve, the weather and everybody being out. I had some friends in from out of town, so they wanted to meet up, and they were at the convention center for a big event that was going on there. So I went into the city on Saturday to meet up with them. My God, was it a mob scene. Yeah. It was so... stunningly beautiful on Saturday.
It was gorgeous. Man. So we had the it was the Morris Animal Refuge, the Fur Ball, Saturday evening, and we got in there a little bit earlier and walked around. And there's a vibe. You just tell people have that cabin fever and want to get out. And they were. I mean, it was just everything comes alive. It's Steve, so wonderful.
And as somebody's pointing out, it's cleavage season, too.
Ooh,
you better believe it. That started on
Saturday. You better believe it. Yeah, yeah.
I took my dog out for his first walk of the day at about 6:15, and when I walked out of the garage doors, it was because I had a jacket on. Yes! That feeling, you're like, oh, my
so
God,
nice.
This is so great. Now, I also, my youngest runs track, and track season is very, very hit or miss, and she had a track meet at Upper Darby on Saturday morning, and... Now, listen, a couple of years ago, it was same time of the year at Upper Darby, and it was, like, rainy and windy, and they don't cancel those things.
Nope.
So mm-hmm. It was just so awesome to be outside for hours.
Yeah. Yeah, Kelly Drive was just, I mean...
spectacular!
How people were actually running without slamming into other people
on that
walkway, I don't know. It was just... But, I mean, everybody wanted to be outside, and why not? It was
gorgeous.
Fantastic everywhere. And imagine weather like that and being able to go to a $200 million theme park right in Aston, Pennsylvania.
What?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. This started hitting the news at the end of last week, and people were looking to get verification on it. It seems to be real, Preston.
No.
I overheard you, Preston, and you, Casey, talking about this last week, and I was wondering why, Casey, it meant so much to you, because I thought you said, did you guys hear about the new theme park in Aspen? Colorado.
I was Aspen. Why do they love Aspen so much?
It made no sense to me whatsoever.
Well, there's a whole bunch of Delaware space County. In Aston.
Yes. This is Aston, Delaware County, and this is the first theme park or fun park since Family Fun Spot. Preston, when you were living in Chi, do you remember? Was it still there?
I remember seeing that decaying piece of crap,
dude,
on 322.
Yeah. Family Fun Spot.
It was literally just two water slides and go karts.
It was basically S Spot,
but it was awesome. Like,
hey. From a distance, it looked pretty good. Uh-huh. I was like, hey, there's a family fun park. And then we got closer. We're like, ooh.
You see the claw marks and the blood and the temporary shallow graves, and it's not as impressive, right?
Yep. Two water slides and a go-kart track
And then I think they ended up building, like, deck hockey courts in the back.
Okay.
So.
Oh, those places. And listen, those had their charm. There was a place on Long Island called Fairyland. And Fairyland, for its half an acre that it was, or however big it was, ended up killing more kids than any other park in the country.
Fairyland.
Fairyland, where kids come to die.
Yeah.
I don't think this park, though, cost $200 million.
No. Okay, so I'm going to get you the details. I'm gonna say that I don't think this will ever happen.
No.
But we can dream, can't we? Sun Center Studios, which I have visited before and is very impressive, is hoping to bring a Universal Studios-style theme park estimated at $200 million into Aston. This is according to Natalie Castelny, who writes for the Philadelphia Business Journal. Sun Center Studios, which have hosted the filming of Creed and a number of other movies, opened 8 years ago as Pennsylvania's first dedicated film and television production studio. They are huge sound stages.
Yeah.
They're gigantic. And I went there for the filming of that Bryan Cranston and
The Upside,
Kevin Hart. Yeah, The Upside, the Kevin Hart movie. And, I was in the same room with Nicole Kidman because she was there, too.
And she kept coming over to you and asking you for your read on the dialogue.
It's the real deal. Yeah, yeah. But anyhow, so for the next phase, the studio is proposing an indoor themed tourist attraction and special events facility that would also have an outdoor component with retail, dining, live entertainment, and a water fountain show. The plans also include a 175-room hotel and underground parking facility.
Underground?
The indoor facility will total 90,000 square feet, according to the application Sun Center Studios filed with the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development.
Man, if they could do this!
The main theme of the park will be the studio experience, focusing around movies and television.
Like the original, like the Universal Studios do. They, that's always been the model.
Yeah,
the magic of movies and television.
Well, I mean, this has to have a major indoor component because it's honestly, you know, like Universal and Disney.
They're in good weather.
It's in California.
Yeah.
The company is asking the Pennsylvania's Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program for $7.5 million in taxpayer-backed funds to support the project. So, I mean, it would be cool. It'd be insanely cool to have something like that. But
I don't
see it happening in Aston, PA.
You think location is just going to kill it?
Yeah, it's not real easy to get to. And
well, I mean, it's right off of 95, but then you're also going to clog. I think that's Concord Pike. Or Concord Road. I can't remember.
Sesame is out in Bucks County. You know, it's...
Yeah. That's the point. And Orlando, I mean, without Disney World, they stuck it in a plot of land, and then people find a way to it.
But that was kind of sparsely populated out there. This is right... There's neighborhoods all around the city. In fact, that's kind of industrial.
It's more industrial. Like, 2SP is right across the street from there. So that particular part of Aston is not as residential. Kathy, right. With Sesame Place, is that right off of a major highway?
Not a major highway, but I mean you're just by Route 1, so that's where you get off. You know, if you take the Turnpike or 95, you get off at Route 1, and then it's kind of, you know, it's near the Oxford Valley Mall, so it's like an extension of the mall parking lot. They obviously have a big chunk of it, but over the years it's become more popular than when I was a kid, and they now have
Sesame Place.
They now have designated like parking areas and VIP parking and stuff like that. So it's kind of there is definitely traffic there, but I mean,
is it for Sesame Place or Wilson's House of Leather?
God, is Wilson still in that mall? It was forever.
But again,
a jacket there in high school.
There you go. Listen, Sesame Place does well.
Yeah.
I'm curious as to what was the equivalent cost of the Universal Studios set up in Florida.
Yeah, what does $200 million get you?
What does it get you
now?
Yeah.
Wait, and speaking of Sesame, did you see that they also are getting a liquor license? Or at least at least looking into it so that they'll be able to serve beer.
Of course they are. Yeah.
Theme park.
Wow. Watch that Cookie Monster shift his like. Vodka Monster.
Like Universal and obviously Disney World, it was built in chunks and stuff like that, right? So... I've been saying...
Different phases.
Ever since I went on that Avatar ride down in Disney, I'm like, why don't they have something like this here.
Well, that's like, all indoors, isn't it? Except for there's a little walk-around thing outside, but most everything that takes place on that Avatar ride is indoors.
Yeah, and you're only outdoors just for a little bit, but you could, you know, do everything, at least Soarin', for instance.
Yes.
You know, Soarin' is just like the Avatar ride, and all of that is indoors, like all of it.
Or just have all the studio focus in on movies that have been made in and around Philly, like 12 Monkeys.
12 Monkeys.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, we were talking about Philadelphia earlier.
Philadelphia Tram.
Finally, he becomes a superhero.
Yes.
In the ride, Casey. You were talking about, you know, Tom Hanks.
Yes.
He's
He beats AIDS.
He beats AIDS.
He does. Yes. Technically, yes, he does.
Yeah.
He beats the law firm.
I would love to not have to fly down to Florida to do a ride like that.
To get a real, Six Flags.
Yeah,
that's a major theme park. But it does very well.
Yeah, but it's only open in the spring to fall.
They pay the bills and it's lucrative. So why?
But it's also
this work?
On a huge plot of land.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah, this a safari.
This area, having been there, the parking lot and the stage sets are really really big. But it's like. I don't see where you'd put all the people to go out there and go to the event. And
just let them double park.
You could just
do that.
Well, they have why a parking not? Garage.
Well, it's a neighborhood.
Underground.
Yeah, they're working on that. We are going to start getting to theme park season very soon, which is cool.
This year, I'm going to try to hit as many as I can. I have a need for roller coasters.
I know, me too. And like, you know, Dorney Park is so close.
Dorney's perfect.
To where I live too.
And there's a Wilson's House of Suede near there, Preston.
Is there really?
Yeah.
I can't believe you remembered that.
You got a leather jacket.
There's still Wilson's House of Leather. That's where I got my leather jacket that's in the other room.
Yeah, the Wolverine jacket.
Premium Outlets, yeah.
Yeah.
That was an impulse buy, wasn't it?
It was.
I think
it was the middle of summer, and I'm like, that looks pretty cool.
Well, we both got to Dorney a little too early, and so I know Preston was killing a little time. I think I went and got a milkshake or something.
Yeah, I went and bought leather.
You've been itching to get to Cedar Point, have you not?
I am trying to make that happen, man. I'm really trying to make that happen. What I want to do is I want my boys are...
it's the Coaster Kingdom, by the way.
It's the number one roller coaster park in the country. And my boys are into coasters. My daughter's not really. So I think just we take a boys' trip. I want to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland.
Nice.
And then go to Cedar Point, which is not too far from there. But just finding the freaking time to do it is... very difficult.
And do what Fernando Lamas did and get them their first prostitutes on that trip.
Yeah. What did Fernando Lamas?
He did that to Lorenzo Lamas. Yeah,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He took him down. That's just time for you to become a man.
Didn't Anthony Kiedis' dad do that too?
I think so.
My dad, we rented Deep Throat on VHS.
Yeah. But anyway, I do want to go to, I want to get to Cedar Point someday.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, but listen, if a place like this existed that close, you'd have to be insane. I mean, maybe it's a case where if you live close to a park, it burns out. But obviously, they're looking to bring in tourist dollars from out of the area.
I don't know, man. I went to Family Fun Spot every summer, and every time we went, it was like, yes! Yeah!
You would just go there once a summer?
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay.
I maybe like twice. I don't know. But like,
once a summer!
Steve, it was... two water slides. Yeah. That's all it was. You just walk up and then you ride down. But like,
Fireman's Fair. There were a couple of them we used to go to all the time, and we freaking loved them. And the rides were, you know, were rickety, but we're in that mindset. When you get the bug, you gotta go.
The company that owns Dorney is the same company that owns Cedar Point in Ohio. It's a company called Cedar Fair, and I didn't know this until just now. But SeaWorld owns Sesame Place.
Yeah. There was like rumors that because there's like a lake and a plot of land that
they put killer whales in there.
No, that's not developed. And there was rumors that they were going to come in and take that over or buy it or whatever and put more there, but that never happened.
All right, hang on. I'm going to go to Steve. Wants comment on something. Hey, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Preston. You have to make a trip out to Cedar Point.
Okay.
Make it happen. We did it last year for a boys' trip. Me, a buddy of mine, and our two boys, it was the absolute greatest amusement park if you're a roller coaster geek like I am.
Yeah.
And Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, caught a Cleveland Indians game, and also did the NFL Hall of Fame.
You are on board.
That sounds pretty fun, man. So can you, at Cedar Point, can you buy, you know, like front of the line special access and stuff like that?
Yes, you
can. I was talking to a couple of guys that go there on a regular basis when we're out there, and they said the best lines and the shortest lines are actually late June, early July.
Okay.
That's probably because
you didn't necessarily need to, but if you want to, you can buy those front of the line pass.
My line of thinking, and I think you agree the same way, is if you're going to take the trip and you have the little bit of extra to spend and can do it, it helps you actually see the park because you're not stuck on line after line. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're going there, and if at best,
thanks, Steve,
you ride like three coasters all day because you're, you know, 2 hours per coaster. It's a waste.
Yeah, we bucked up. We did the math. We, you know, at Disney, we paid for special, you know, considerations, and
they kicked you out of the Make-A-Wish line.
No, we did the math. If we would have stayed for 3 days and waited in all the lines, we would have gotten hit all the rides that we were able to get in one day and have paid the same amount of money.
Yes.
So
a lot of people don't realize that.
I did that, and once I did the math, I'm like, okay, we're getting 3 days worth of fun in one day. And able to get on everything and not having to deal with the pain in the ass of waiting in really hours-long lines.
And besides, we get paid to endorse all these parks.
No, so we don't. I wish, God, I wish we did.
I know. Everyone thinks we do.
We've got to go broadcast live somewhere. What's the best, the coolest amusement park you've ever been to? What would you
I'll tell you what one of my best experiences ever was at Busch Gardens.
Wow. Never been there.
Spotlessly clean, great coasters. Here we have a couple of great ones, but the one that just where I remember thinking that was a magical day was Busch Gardens.
Were you an adult or a kid?
An adult.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, when I was a kid, 9th grade, 10th grade, Great Adventure was the best. I mean, it had the best roller coasters.
Unbelievable.
And we went, I think Casey and Kathy did too, for physics class. You know, it was just an excuse to go. But, I mean, you would do the penny thing going down free fall. But they, for my money, at that age, the roller coasters were the best.
Did you guys ever have season passes? To any parks?
I don't think so.
No,
we did Sesame every year
growing up. And it was because we would go at night. There'd be no one there. You'd ride all the rides 100 times, you know, in an hour and then leave.
Mm-hmm. Do you know it was also awesome for our in October, going to Dorney for the Night of Fear? The fact that you get access to the park and all that stuff is sensational. And they have some nice coasters at Dorney.
For years, I had season passes to Six Flags in St. Louis. And it was essentially, if you go to the park twice, your season pass is paid for.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's totally, it's worth it. But my mom would take me and a friend or, you know, two or three friends or whatever, drop us off and just leave.
Really?
And pick you up at close. Oh, my God. It was awesome. All you had to do was just manage your money and make sure you could last the day.
Right. What was the weird thing that you ate because you ran out of money?
Funnel cake. I was starving, and I had like $2 left, and it was the only thing I could find to eat. And I ate on a completely 100% famished, empty stomach. And apparently, that much grease does not sit well in your stomach when you. And I haven't had a funnel cake since.
Right, it scarred you.
I was probably in 8th grade, and I haven't.
Normally, it's health
since.
Food. Yeah,
Steve, I think I told you this before, but we did a school field trip, and it was 2.5 really boring days at Colonial Williamsburg.
Yeah,
but the reward at the end of that trip was a trip to Busch Gardens. Except that there was a lightning and thunderstorm when we got outside.
You can't use anything.
And you can do so. We didn't even get out of the bus. We're in the parking lot, and they loaded us back in, or they kept us in the bus and drove right back to PA. Oh,
well, Busch, I mean, I like clean parks. Yeah, I like the parks to be spotless.
But, dude, that's a long drive.
There are people texting in about that, Steve, about how clean it is.
Yeah.
So we went to, like, it was an altar boy trip. Altar boy and choir at the end of the year got to go to Great Adventure. And here's what I would recommend. If you go to these theme parks, don't do the water rides until the end of the day.
Yep.
Because my buddy Matt, he got terrible, terrible, like, rash. Yeah. And he literally had to get a security guy to give him a ride back to the bus in a golf cart.
Because he was in too much pain
He was
walk,
in too
right?
much pain. Yeah, the rash was so bad.
No, that's
my
good
rash
advice.
That's it. I have an awful rash on my hernia. Could you get me back to the bus, Mr. Man?
Hey, I've had that before, man. Terrible. I went when I was a kid and we were in Florida and I went out and I rented a surfboard for the day. I was out running around in the water all day long and we got back and my inner thighs were chafed completely. It was.
It's like burnt pizza.
Agony.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Absolute horrible. Agony.
Have you ever gotten the nipple burn from a boogie board?
No.
Not.
From a dominatrix, I did.
if you boogie board for hours and.
Nipples are burned awful bad. Could you put me in your golf cart and ride me back to home?
I'm not the only one.
It's a thing. It's totally a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
My very small penis is burnt.
You just get like a really like a raw like burn on your nips.
Yeah.
My nipples are so tender.
Yeah. And that's from boogie boarding.
Well, listen. If you're starting to run again, Preston, you know if you can do any sort of distance, you got to lube up the nips because you get friction, right?
Yep, I guess so.
Saw your nipples off.
Find that out.
It's a fact,
soon.
Jack.
Yeah. But when do the parks open up?
Soon.
I mean, should be
next month
before Memorial Day, right?
Yeah, probably in May.
May, early May. They usually do.
The earlier, the better. Honestly.
Does Six Flags still have that rapids ride? Do you remember that? You would get on like a giant round raft and it was like you were going down rapids.
I like that thing. I know a lot of people don't.
I didn't. They weren't exciting enough for me. You know?
I remember it being a brutally hot day and so it was refreshing. Yeah. Because you were able to bathe in the sweat and of everybody else.
And they gave the illusion that you could steer because there was that steering wheel in the middle that had no control.
Yeah, we're steering.
Yeah.
Let's race.
I'm doing it. My hiney is so sore from the water. Would you take me back to my car?
All right. Well, you never know. There might be this theme park opening up in Aston.
$200 million. Again, Preston, though, I want to see what $200 million will get you.
Now, a little less than $200,000 will get you a liquor license at Wawa in Delaware County. Apparently, that's Wawa officially submitted the top bids for liquor licenses in Philadelphia and Delco.
We're talking exclusively beer, correct?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I would assume. Maybe wine, too. Yeah, I don't know.
I think the one in Chad's Ford.
Coke?
They do beer.
They do just beer?
Well, remember they had the specialty beer that...
they had the Wawa beer.
Yeah.
Steve, might be beer and wine. I'm not really sure, but it's just liquor license. But
in New York, the convenience stores all had beer, you know, like, or the 7-Elevens and
When we were down in Florida at the Wawa there, they had beer and wine.
Oh, they had a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot.
They had a decent amount. So Wawa won two bids, one for Philadelphia, the other one for Middletown Township. In Delaware County. Where's Middletown Township, Case?
It's in the middle. Yeah, it's in the middle.
Middle of the county.
Yeah.
Well, that would be near Media, then.
Media, right? And stuff like that, yeah.
Okay.
But you know what? They already have that one in Chad's Ford. Why not put one down in Yaden?
Know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, Collingdale or something like that.
How long do you think the one down here in Belmont's going to be closed?
Wait, it's closed?
It's closed?
But it's renovated. Maybe the worst Wawa parking lot in the history of Wawa
They're doing underground garage parking there.
No, they're not.
It's tiny. The store itself is tiny. I thought that they were getting rid of all tiny Wawas at one time.
It's too much business, though. I think that it's always jammed in that one. There is another one.
I got a rash in the tiny one.
There's one a mile away.
It's so bad.
You're hung up for a Wawa that's close by, but it's so convenient getting
on
and off.
Nick, I thought they're redoing it. Like, there's one right down the street, and that one is so terrible.
Yeah, it's just under renovation.
If anything, I thought they'd move it up the road a little bit towards like where that CVS is. There's a little bit more parking, and there's like a quarry that's unused.
Well, but there's the Wawa. The other one is right there. It's right down the street.
Put it right
CVS.
Across the street. Yeah, like they do at Starbucks.
And I used to think that Belmont parking lot was the worst Wawa parking lot until I went to the one in Conchie.
That one's bad.
That one is terrible.
Yeah, all right.
That's just a bad.
It's a bad spot.
Road.
Yes.
Period.
You got eight intersections coming into one spot.
Yep. You know what, though? You can make your money off the people who stay at the hotel. Because whenever there's no one ever at that point, you don't use the little convenience stand behind the cash register in the hotel. You go across to the Wawa.
Across the street.
But I wouldn't mind seeing beer sold at Wawa. That'd be pretty cool. And you know what? What have we seen down like in the ones in Florida? They have other things that you don't find at Wawa.
They have those quarter stripper booths.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
they have the individual wines.
Yeah.
And they have outdoor seating, which obviously is nice. Florida.
We do now. Story. Like a lot of these new Wawas have outdoor seating. The brand new one that they put on 252 right by Route 1.
Does really? It?
Yeah, they have outdoor seating.
Is there indoor
now.
Seating as well?
I don't recall seeing indoor seating, but there's definitely outdoor seats.
You mean outside?
Outside.
Those would be in the outdoor
In the outdoor
section.
Area, yes. Mm-hmm. I saw when I was at Wawa in the Tampa area, it was weird to me to see... There was a guy in line just holding two beers, and to me that seemed just odd looking.
You'd get used to it.
Could I have one of those beers, mister?
hang on a second. We have an anonymous caller, works in the industry, and has some comments on Wawa serving alcohol. Hello, mystery caller. You're on the air.
Side
along Kong Kong to you.
To you too, sir. What's up, buddy?
So the Belmont Avenue Wawa is closed for renovations, and part of that renovation is they're going to have beer when they reopen.
You think so?
I know so.
You know so.
How do you know so?
Well, you know what?
I work in the beverage industry.
Is that that's not considered Philadelphia? That's
no, it's
no, that's Paris.
No, it's Belmont Hills.
Belmont Hills. So that is Philadelphia, right?
No.
Oh, it's not.
Okay. No, it's Montgomery County.
Because they've only, it says here that they've submitted bids for liquor licenses in Philadelphia and Delaware County.
Yes, but they've got liquor licenses that they've purchased previously. This one, and there's a number of others that will be coming very soon.
Are you risking your own personal safety by revealing this information?
Well, in the interest of Dan on Con Con, I must decide.
All right.
Understand.
Wise move.
All right.
Or else they'll dispatch Nell to kill you.
Yep. Now we have to go tie-tie. Thank you for your call.
Everyone go
tie-tie. Talk to you later, man. All right. See ya. Anyhow, okay. So we'll see if and when that whole thing comes together. So that is one of those things that's kind of bubbling out there. Hey, we're going to have to take a break here in just a moment. There's a couple of things that I want to bring up to speed on, though. We made an announcement earlier today. It's a return of Kathy's Cuts, benefiting wigs for kids.
Yeah.
And people can't get signed up right now,
can
they?
You're good to go. Yes.
You're good to go.
Yep, you can sign up. Okay. Everything's all ready to go.
We're having some issues with the signups, but
so now it's with sign-up capabilities.
Yeah. the 12th annual Kathy's Cuts, wigs for kids, and this is helping kids look themselves and live their best lives. So it's going to be on Friday, May 3rd, Trubity Concepts in Southampton. Donor's ponytail must be at least 12 inches long, and some gray is permitted, but hair cannot be chemically processed. Haircuts and styling from three great hair salons will be included in that. So you get Gravity, David Arnold, and Thierre. And appointments are from 6:30 a.m., 10:30 a.m. You can go to PresidentSteve.com right now, and you can sign up for that. So that's one of the things that I wanted to mention, and also the fact that we have a Painfully Single Mixer coming up on Thursday. Deadline to sign up for it is tomorrow. Send in your information and we will let you know. We're going to randomly choose a bunch of people to be at this event. You have to be at least 21 years of age. And it's Thursday at the Great American Pub in Conshohocken. Presented by Miller Lite, we'll give you your first Miller Lite for free. This complimentary buffet and then this $3 Miller Lite special. It's got some live music and prizes and stuff. So sign up for that, and you do that by going to WMMR.com, and you'll see the link.
I'm predicting all sorts of hookups off this particular mixer. We haven't had one in a while, mm-hmm. and the reaction that I'm getting, and people like the fact that we're doing it through email because a lot of people complain they can't get to it on the phones, mm-hmm. and I think there are a lot of people just biting at the bit to bite at the bit.
Lighter bit.
I put it in your mind, didn't you, the word bit?
You meant biter lit.
Biter lip. No, I meant light beer from Miller. Oh,
that's Sion Congo.
Biter lip.
Everything you've always wanted in a beer with more or less taste carbs than.
I figured
I'd mix the rest of it up. No. More taste and less carbs.
Oh, that's not even close.
What?
Biter lit.
Biter lit.
Yeah.
Listen.
We got you.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
All right. Messed it up.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a break. Let's give away the last movie passes we have for the screening tonight. Hey, look over there. I got movie passes.
Oh, movie passes? Where?
I'll take three callers if you want to go see Shazam. 215-263-WMMR is the number. And it's tomorrow night. It's tonight. Yep.
Fight
I want to get that right. At the UA Riverview. IMAX screen at 7 o'clock. You need to be there by 6:30. These are the last ones I have to give away. 215-263-WMMR. We'll take three callers. Put you on the list. When we return, the Proper is going to be here. Brian Propp is stopping in. Along with Dr. Rosenpenis, who's coming in. And we're also going to have, from Wings Lacrosse, Matt Rambo stopping in, too. So we'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
More of the Preston and Steve Show podcast after this.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro, get personalized deals on the products you buy most, and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Before we welcome our guests, let's do this.
It's time for Preston and Steve's Daily Rush Madness.
We are working our way through the second round of matchups. We've had a few so far. Here's another one to add to the list of what you need to vote on today. And the two videos that are going up against each other are Preston almost named his daughter Tussie Bips against Harper Lee's laser tag.
Two strong competitors, Preston.
What will you vote for? We'll play a little clip to remind you of those two videos. Here's one.
Wait.
Yes.
They're not over yet.
All right. So we won't play the clips, but we will remind you that you can go to WMMR.com and click on the Daily Rush Madness link, and it will take you to those videos, and you can watch them if you want to, or if you're already quite familiar with the subject matter, you can simply go ahead and vote, and you can do all our matchups for the day, and we'll find out who the winner is after the day is over, and tomorrow we'll announce all those who won what and who moves on to the next round. But while you're there, make sure that you get entered to win our Punchline Philly Grand Prize. It's a pair of tickets to every Punchline show for the rest of the year. That's one entry per person per day. You have to be at least 21 years of age to enter that. And it's presented by Punchline Philly Comedy Club, Restaurant, and Bar. No dice, Case?
Now, there's the Vox Pro system here is down. Nothing is...
okay.
It's a special service we pay for.
We're ready now.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Oh, we can do this now. Okay, so is this Tussie Bips?
Yes, sir.
All right, here's a little clip of that to remind you of the video.
If there was a rhyming scheme that led to something that was dirty, you'd want to stay away from that.
Like, you wouldn't name her Tussie.
That was with a T.
Tussie? Where did you get Tussie?
All right, so it's about giving kids to names.
That'll haunt them throughout their lives.
Yeah. And then there was Harper Lee, the great author.
Yes.
To Kill a Mockingbird, opened up a laser tag joint that we didn't know about in her late...
No one knew.
Later years.
Yeah.
Here's a clip from that.
Through the use of science and technology, you can stalk your prey and virtually assassinate them without causing any physical harm.
But the guns, they kind of go pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew. Yeah. Pew, I got you.
All right, so now vote. I know which one I want to win that.
Harper Lee, right?
I love Harper Lee.
Harper Lee's you know what? We've been surprised. There have been some upsets.
Yeah, it's Harper Lee is a number 3 seed, and the Tussie Bips is a number 11 seed, but you get to decide. So upsets have happened, and they may continue to happen, but go to it at WMMR.com. All right, we have two esteemed gentlemen in our studio as we speak. They're both going to be appearing at the Philadoptables and MacFun First Charity Golf Outing 1 week from today, I believe, right, Steve?
Monday, and the weather's supposed to be 66 and just slightly overcast.
Awesome. Love it. That's
which is perfect.
Good day for golf. Please welcome, of course, from the Philadelphia Flyers fame, Mr. Brian Propp.
Yeah!
Proper, how you doing, Brian?
Awesome. But it's too bad that the Flyers are in the playoffs, but
yeah, it's mathematically impossible at this point.
Yeah, right? But the young goalie's been doing really well, and so it's good for the future.
It's the one thing that I'm happy about, you know, seeing how well he performed, and that okay, next season there's some hope, because I mean it was, you know, they tanked in the middle there, but then started to have this really exciting end here, so maybe that'll mean for good things next
definitely.
Year. All right, and next to him, we have a gentleman who's been here on many occasions, and he will be at the golf outing as well. We know him as Dr. Rosenpenis. His real name is Dr. Steven Rosenberg.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Awesome, doctor. How you doing?
Great.
You've helped us out, and you've helped many of our listeners out over the years quit smoking for good.
That is correct.
And so we're happy to have you by here.
You've actually helped, and it ties in because Mr. Propp here has benefited from something that I think we've been talking about in the news. We've had a couple of situations with people having strokes. And of course, Luke Perry died from a profound stroke that he had. And Brian, you had your situation. And then Stephen, I'll call you Stephen, Dr. Rosenberg was telling us about this device. And then I started to read about you touting this thing that's made a difference. And we've had a number of people in the audience who listen and who have asked about stroke treatments and things of that nature. What is it? What do you do with him that works to your benefit?
Well, I've known Brian for many, many years. I think, 1984?
Yeah, or before that. Yeah.
Maybe even before. So, at any rate, what happened when he had the stroke, of course, he rehabbed. He felt so much better. But there was a dimension missing from him. And so I ran into a gentleman who recommended this machine to me, and I talked to Brian about it. He came over to my office, and we actually tried it out, and then he started using it at home, and he feels absolutely wonderful utilizing the Beamer. It's bioelectromagnetic energy regulation. So the Beamer actually increases blood flow in the body on a capillary level.
So Brian, what did you notice after using this? Because you know it's for, and you, no one would look at you and know that you had a stroke. You know, I mean that this is the case. And I think people look at you and say, "How did you come back so well?" So what did this do for you?
Well, it made a difference with me because with all the blood flow, I get more blood to the body, and I have tons of energy now. Like I've never gotten sick the last 3 years I've been using it.
And you feel that the machine, well, for whatever reason, you feel that there's a correlation between this. And
because like I get up early every morning and I skate twice a week and I play a lot of golf and I have lots of energy, but I'm thinking more clearly. I'm talking a little bit better now because of my stroke. Like, I still have aphasia, but I've done a lot of things that have helped me improve. But it's from the Beamer machine. I use it every night, and now it's a...
You just kind of like a recliner?
No, it's a mat.
Okay.
So you can lie on it, like your whole body.
Yeah.
And it's a little computer connected to that. But now I sleep with it every night.
Yeah.
And it starts for 2 hours, and then it stops, and then it kicks back in before you get up.
Okay.
And then there's other attachments that you can use if you need to make that a little throughout the day.
Focus. Okay.
Definitely. But it's been amazing. It's been around for 20 years, and we just started marketing it the last 4 years.
And what's it called? What's the name of it?
Beamer.
BEMER. Bioelectromagnetic Energy Regulation. It's an acronym. It's been in Europe for, as Brian said, 22 years already.
And I see a lot of like sports, like for sports therapy, this is being used a lot.
Oh, right? My God. A lot of pro golfers. In fact, one pro golfer that we can't mention bought 12 units, and he gave them out as gifts to all his professional friends.
Is that pro golfer named Preston Elliott?
Oh, yeah, he could be. Yeah, right there.
Well, not mentioning any names. Okay. But at any rate, the idea is that, in fact, the National Football League, their alumni association, has offered these units to their membership because everybody is hurting from the NFL.
On that,
it's just amazing.
On that basic level, but I think also just on the fact of coming back from a stroke, you know, and again, to me, it's we know one of the guys who used to work here, Hugh, in the mailroom, he, you know, 40, 41, 42 had one. And he's come back very nicely, but there are little things, you know, the things that you want to bring back more that can be a bit of an uphill battle. So, but honestly, I mean, you look great.
Well, I feel great. Yeah. I skate twice a week in the morning, Wednesday and Friday mornings at Pensacon Skate Zone with the morning hockey leagues. And so we have two goalies, 5-on-5 full equipment, a couple subs. But it's more about the time we have joking and in the dressing room.
Sure. Does the old competitive sense come back to you when you're...
Definitely.
Yeah, I figured that'd be a part of it.
So, Dr. Rosenberg, how does this thing work? What does it do?
Well, it, as I said earlier, it increases the blood flow in the human body on a capillary level, which is unheard of. In Europe, especially in Germany, every hospital has a unit, and every emergency vehicle has it on there, so that if a stroke or a heart attack victim is picked up by the emergency vehicle, they put them on the Beamer unit right in the ambulance so that they're living when they get to the hospital.
So it uses electronic pulses?
It opens up the blood flow.
It's electronic pulses?
It opens up the blood flow to help them to stay in a good situation until they get to their emergency treatment.
Okay.
So it is an amazing instrument. And throughout Germany, there are a million users every day. And throughout the world, I'd say that there are more users than in other countries than in this country. Mm. We are educating people now in the United States because in the United States, everybody wants something quick fix.
Yes. What all would you use it for?
You could use it for all pain control. It is absolutely amazing for pain control.
Mm.
It is FDA registered for increasing blood flow in the body so that you can utilize it to really stay healthy. And as Brian said, he hasn't had a cold in the 3-4 years he's been using it.
So listen, when people are like, you know, they don't know what to do and they're looking for things that are that can give them a little bit of relief. Press has been trying things like acupuncture and stuff like that for his back. And if there's something out there that can provide some, you know, that it's well worth trying. But people should be advised, this doesn't mean you can just lay down on your BMW and have the same effect.
Right. That is correct.
Okay.
That is all absolutely right. Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can lay down on this unit and really get some benefit, tremendous benefit.
Brian, have you done any hypnosis with Dr. Rosenberg at all?
I did at the start, yeah. And he's helped me with playing golf and after I've done other jobs and hockey, of course. But he's helped me with a lot of things. But the Beamer has been so helpful for me. And, you know, I'm a distributor for them. And so it makes a difference, too. You know, I sell them. And I talk to other people that have strokes. And I just sold one when I did a talk at Moss Rehab.
Okay.
Over at Moss Rehab. Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. It's a cool aspect. And I'm going to be with you out on Monday.
Yes,
next Monday.
At Bluebell.
It's Cedarbrook.
Cedarbrook.
Yep, in Bluebell.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have you been out at all this season yet?
I just was last Saturday. I was golfing with Ray Allison, my best friend, at Ramblerud. It was 70 degrees. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
So other than that, I'm just waiting for it to get warmer.
Yeah.
I see Brian at a lot of the charity golf.
Oh, yeah. He's very, very popular.
Well, there's a lot of great events and you know, a lot of people to help out with, and Brian certainly does a ton.
But it's their first golf tournament, so like I hope that people could sign up because we have 1 week left, and then hopefully it'll be more of a successful.
Yeah, I think it definitely will. So it's for Philadoptables and, you know, in all candor, it's my wife's charity, Max Fund, as well, which are running the charity. Philadoptables does a lot of great work. They're actually looking to get some machines that will be able to, you know, pets have microchips in them. And out in the field, they can microchip a pet and just return it to a home rather than bring it to a shelter, which is a cool thing. And, of course, Max Fund is for, you know, feral and homeless cats. But it is at Cedarbrook Country Club, and the event will be on Monday. Registration ends on Thursday. And there's all sorts of all this stuff. Preston, you know what happens at the golf charities.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A Keystone Motors is offered up a Volvo. You can win at the, on one of the holes, and there's all sorts of prizes.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys will have
food from Harvest.
Baskets and to
all that stuff.
Auction off. And
I'm going to have a signed prop jersey.
Ah, excellent.
To auction off.
Nice. So the information to sign up is on presidentsteam.com and philadoptables.org. But I'm looking for, I mean, do you play a lot throughout the year?
Well, now it's just getting started. But, yeah like I probably play 2 or 3 days a week.
That's awesome.
How good are you?
Well, I'm for my stroke, like my right fingers don't work that well. So, like, I can't hit it that far. But I'm about a 17 handicap now. Okay. But I was a 6 before.
Okay.
But I have a lot of fun with all the people that I play with.
That's awesome. And you're still at games quite a bit. You go to the Flyers.
Well, I'm the ambassador for the Philadelphia Flyers. I go to every home game. I work with Bernie Prant and Dave Schultz, and we visit suites in the first period, and we talk to people before the games and after that. And so, like, it's been wonderful for me. Like, the Flyers, after my stroke, like, I couldn't talk for the first year. And so I've come a long way, and but they helped me to be with a part of that.
Brian, I want to ask you about your stroke, you know, because the whole Luke Perry thing was out of the blue, and he seemed like a guy who was in shape and didn't have some of the telltale issues that we hear about, which can be weight and smoking and things like that. You didn't really have any outline issues when you had yours, did you?
I didn't, but I had an ablation, which was a lot through the heart, like I did 10 years ago. And then after the ablation, like, the medication wore off. And then I was still in AFib, but then I didn't notice it. And so that's why I had the clot that went into my heart, into my brain. And that was 3.5 years ago. And but, you know, I've recovered from that. Thankfully, my family was there. I was on vacation in Annapolis. And so they got to right away because, like,
I couldn't talk. I couldn't move or anything.
Did you knock your teeth out?
Yeah, I lost a couple teeth on the end of the bed.
Did you lose
all those years playing hockey? I never lost any teeth.
You lost more teeth than that.
Yeah. Son of a bitch, you go through hockey, you don't lose any teeth.
Yeah, that's right.
You lose it for the damn stroke. Yeah.
And then the first three months, the only thing I could say was Bernie Prawn.
You know, it's funny. Even with the stroke, your speech is much better than Bernie's.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, the hockey guys, you know, they get mixed up every once in a while, just like brain injuries. And,
yeah.
And another thing that I'm just, for you guys to know, like, I'm just announced that I'm going to be the ambassador for Bancraft, the brain injury people, this coming week. And the gala is this Saturday at the Crystal Lee
Tea room. Wow. So that's awesome. And the fact, honestly, it's obviously something you keep adding to, obviously with this device, it's successful for you, but just in general. But I mean, again, to have had what you had and to be here and booking along and doing all you're doing, and you know, it's an amazing thing.
Yeah, I like to stay active, and I work with Wolf Commercial Real Estate too. But for the animals that are on the Beamer, they love it. Steve talked
about
that.
Well, there's also a veterinary Beamer, too. Yes. So that you can actually put your animals on it. And
really?
For horses, it's incredible.
I'm going to get a horse just to put it on the Beamer.
An amazing device. Animals tend to go towards it. If you are on the Beamer unit and you have a pet around, they will jump on top of you because they want to feel that feeling.
They jump on me anyway.
It's an amazing thing. And also, in my office, I get people to actually meditate while they're on the unit, and the meditation is so enhanced that it is just an amazing feeling. You feel like you're out of this world.
Right.
And in fact, the Beamer unit is now on the space station because there was a lot of space sickness, and NASA was trying to copy this unit, but it is patented. And so Beamer and NASA joined a partnership. And it's on the space station, so to prevent space sickness.
And did you actually go up and install it yourself?
No.
No.
No, I was nowhere near there.
Okay.
However, but if people do want more information, there is a section of my website that my dear friend Allie did for me on the Beamer unit, and it's on www.quititnow.com.
Okay, we know that from your smoking cessation work that you've done with
us.
There
is a Beamer section under products, and you'll hit Beamer, and you can read all about it. And the unit is just incredible. And just to lay down on that thing and to learn how to meditate, I've had so much success with people to change habits utilizing that as a tool also.
All right.
So it's just an amazing
device. We're sold.
Yeah, the one thing is that it only takes 8 minutes for 12 hours. Like if you do it in the morning and at night, it helps for 12 hours.
Okay.
And every time you use it, it's 30% more blood flow.
Okay.
Wow. By the way, I don't know if you realize.
You guys need to learn how to sell this thing a little better.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if you realize it or not, but this gentleman, in his career, he scored a point every game he played.
Wow.
So that's like a baseball player getting a hit every game they're in.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's why he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. He's a good agent for you.
In fact, Brian gave me some of these stats: 64 goals, 84 assists, 148 points, and 160 playoff games. Placed him the number one in playoff history for left wingers. So how about that?
That's awesome, and that's a hell of a picture.
All right, so we'll send people to your website, drquititnow.com. They can find information about the Beamer on there as well, or if they need help quitting smoking, losing weight, pain management, stuff like that, you're their man, right?
Yeah, Beamer helps on all those things, too.
And also my email or my website is brianprop.com.
All right.
Easy to remember.
Yeah.
All the information about the event for the golf outing for Phil Doctiles and Max Fund is on presidentsteve.com.
And there we go.
Boom. Excellent. We hit everything.
Yeah. Oh,
great to see you guys.
Thanks
for being here. Brian Prop, Dr. Rosenberg, Rosenpenis.
On the President Steve Show. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Activate the Preston and Steve Show podcast. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Kathy, let's do stories from the Bizarre File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Preston and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you this morning by
Chorus Photography. We love Chorus Photography.
We do.
The official photographers of the Preston and Steve Show. We'll begin with this story. This is pretty wild, and I'm only going to give you a part of it, and even that's going to be kind of lengthy. But this woman named Anna Sorkin traveled in celebrity circles and tossed $100 tips. All the more reason to believe that she was a German heiress, as she said she was. But behind the jet-set lifestyle and pricey threads, prosecutors have said, was a fraudster who bilked friends, banks, and hotels for a taste of the high life. Sorokin, 28 years old, lived in luxury New York City hotel rooms she couldn't afford, promised a friend an all-expenses trip, paid trip to Morocco, and then stuck her with the $62,000 bill, and peddled bogus bank statements in a quest for a $22 million loan, the Manhattan District Attorney's office has alleged. Yeah, and on Wednesday, the one-time darling of the Big Apple social scene went on trial on grand larceny and theft of service charges, alleging she swindled various people and businesses out of about $275,000 in a 10-month odyssey that saw her jet-setting to the Midwest in Marrakesh before landing in a cell at Rikers Island. Her overall scheme has been to claim to be a wealthy German heiress with approximately $60 million in funds being held abroad, the prosecutor said. She is actually Russian-born and has not a cent to her name as far as we can determine, the prosecutor said. Sorkin's attorney said
she's the absolute opposite of an heiress.
Yeah, said she never intended to commit a crime. Lawyer Todd Spodek told jurors in an opening statement that Sorkin was exploiting a system that was easily seduced by glamour and glitz after she saw how the appearance of wealth opened doors. Spodek said that she was merely buying time so she could launch a business and repay her debts. He said Anna had to fake it until she could make it. Sorokin, jailed since her arrest, faces deportation in Germany regardless of the outcome of the trial because authorities says she overstayed her visa. Her story may stick around. Shonda Rhimes, forced by Grey's Anatomy and Scandal, is developing a show about her for Netflix. Lena Dunham of Girls fame is working on one for HBO.
Wow, and she just got accepted to USC on a rowing scholarship, Preston.
Yeah. She arrived in the world in 2016 with a new name, Anna Delvey, and a wardrobe to match. She wore Celine sunglasses, Gucci sandals, and high-end buys from Net-A-Porter and Elise
Walker.
Sounds
like me.
She made a show of proving that she belonged, passing crisp Benjamins to Uber drivers and hotel concierges, but she gave varying accounts of the source of her wealth. At different times, they said she claimed that her father was a diplomat, an oil baron, a solar panel muckety-muck. In reality, her father told New York Magazine he's a former trucker who runs a heating and cooling business. At first, people around her didn't see the red flags when she'd asked them to put cabs and plane fares on their credit card. She sometimes said that she had trouble moving her assets from Europe.
Yes.
They laughed it off as forgetfulness when they had to hound her to pay them back. She kept up her heiress ruse as she went looking for a $22 million loan for a club in November of 2016 and eventually was busted. It goes on and on for pages. And
is that wild, though?
Yeah.
And here she's. Will she benefit financially from these shows?
I don't think so. But she is. She just scammed everybody. But eventually, came around and got her.
It's like that, the Inventor, the documentary on HBO about the loon,
Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. Fake it till you make it. That's the saying. And an apparent thong-wearing garbage artist was arrested in Florida after sheriff's investigators say he declined to identify himself. The case against George Blanken happened as a deputy was sent to his address, to an address. A property owner was calling to report a homeless male on his property building a shed and throwing chairs. The trespasser,
I would like him not here.
The trespasser was wearing a swimsuit and then a thong. Investigators spoke to a man who had no shirt, shorts, and was covered in sand as if he was at the beach. He said that he was the person at the property. He stated that he was an artist that makes things from garbage.
And he also told the arresting officers, you have to fake it until you make it, Preston.
The man was arrested after investigators said he refused to identify himself at the jail. He was identified with fingerprints as Blanken.
Blanken.
No, I'm sorry. There's a period there that I missed.
Winking, blinking, and blanking.
Identified with fingerprints as Blanken, P period, Blanken was arrested on charges of
obstruction. That's poor writing.
Blanken.
Should end the sentence and then start the next sentence with the
Let
same
word.
Let
me get this straight, sir. Your name is Blanken Blanken?
I like the idea of having two names. Yes. It's like Duran Duran.
Yes. My first name is Blanken and my last name is Blanken. Mm-hmm. You have a problem with that?
Something wrong with that?
I'm here. I'm playing with garbage in a thong. There are bigger issues.
What's your middle name?
Blanken.
Blanken B. Blanken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the B for? Blanken. Mm-hmm. Now get me some more garbage.
Okay. One last story. An Ohio couple was arrested after police say they had sex on a popular Ferris wheel in downtown Cincinnati. Michael Mathiesen and Lauren Wilder were both intoxicated when they boarded the SkyStar wheel at the Banks on Thursday and had sexual intercourse in open in front of children and adults. The 150-foot SkyStar wheel, which has 36 enclosed gondolas that each hold six people, makes four rotations and lasts 12 minutes, giving riders spectacular views of the Ohio River in Cincinnati. Which, by the way, so when we were in London in the Eye, that thing goes around, it takes like an hour to go around, right?
Yeah, this is
this thing
quicker.
Goes around four times in 12 minutes, and they figured they could knock one out while they were doing that.
Well, it's like the one that they have in Vegas. They have the same issue with the one in Vegas. People are banging in that one, and that's displayed out on the strip there.
Mathiesen was charged with one count of disorderly conduct while intoxicated and held overnight without bond. Wilder was charged with disorderly conduct and released on her own recognizance. And, Don't do the nasty on a Ferris wheel.
And don't name your kids Blank and Blank.
Please.
Yeah. I'm blanking on your name. What is it again?
And that is the bizarre file for you. All right. Our next guest is stopping by to tell you about the final home game of the season. The Philadelphia Wings are playing Saturday against the Calgary Roughnecks. Please welcome the coolest name in professional lacrosse, period. Local fellow, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Matt Rambo. Here this morning. Hey, Matt, how you doing, buddy?
Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you, sir. Oh, we're playing. This is the music.
This is Rambo.
This is the music from Rambo, by the way, in case
Coming back from Vietnam, put me on the lacrosse team. I don't know how to play lacrosse.
Was that, okay, let's get right to your name before we get into the game. Was it fun or a pain in the ass having the name Rambo?
No, I love it. It's awesome movie. A lot of younger lacrosse players that I talk to really don't dare the movie, but you know, obviously I watched all of them.
People spit on me saying we sold the game from the Indians.
Yeah. Well, listen, you guys have your last home game this Saturday. Less than favorable season this year. You had a tough go at it.
Yeah, we had a tough go this season. A lot of one goal losses, a lot of overtime losses.
So close.
We're a young team, but you know, we're just trying to figure it out, build the chemistry. You know, we're still in the playoff hunt, so that's great. We just got to win out our games and hope for the best.
How has the crowd been this year at the games?
Personally, I think out of all the, you know, stadiums we played at last week, we played at Toronto, the Philadelphia fans, you know, it's a real thing. We have the best fans in the whole NLL. Everyone knows that. So, you know, we get 10,000 plus fans a game. So
that's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
So wait, you guys are still in the playoff hunt?
So we have to win.
Nothing is over.
Nothing's over.
Coming back from Vietnam, it's been already. Think we stole our game from nothing the Indians. Nothing is over.
That's,
I can't feel my legs.
That's another Rambo line for you there.
We're coming again. Nothing is over.
We're coming to get you.
Coming to get you.
Yeah. So you're still in the hunt, which is cool. Records.
We're on the hunt.
The record's 3-11. What about Calgary? How are they doing this season?
Calgary's good. Yeah. You know, they're over in the West, so we're a different division, so we only get to play them one time a year. So.
Oh. And you're coming for them.
Yeah, we're coming for them.
It's got to be, obviously, you feed off the energy of the audience and then the fans. And throughout the years. And we said about this when the season started. You know, the people have been eager for the sport, so you feel you're in a building stage. You had a very eager, fan base to begin with. I think people are along for the ride, right?
Yeah, definitely along for the ride. After the games, all the fans come up to us. We go to PJ Wilhans after the game, and they're all...
Oh, is that the usual haunt?
Yeah, just a meet and greet with the fans, and they're so thankful for us. So it's great having such a great fan base behind us, you know, winning or losing.
Right.
You know, that's what Philly fans are there. They're always there behind our backs the whole time.
So are there any special promotional things going on this week at the game? Do you know?
This week is Kids Day. So, you know, for the kids.
So that's a great thing. It's at 12 o'clock, so it's not a late night game like 7, 7.30, 8 o'clock. So,
All right. You
know, 12 o'clock game's great for the kids.
You know what? And I am reading, yeah, there's some stuff they'll have set up specifically for the kids that are coming out. They're going to have caricature artists and face painters and balloons.
Face
painting. Yeah, that stuff.
You so paint your face.
It's like camouflage.
Absolutely.
If you wanted to hide in like a mud
coming
wall.
Back, my face painted like a tiger.
Beat something along those lines. Actually, here's a completely different Rambo line,
all right,
which is not from the movie Rambo, but here.
Rambo is a pussy.
That's Sly himself saying that.
No, I think that was Kurt. I think that was the captain of the Roughnecks said that, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Sly says that going in Tango and Cash.
Does he?
That's what makes it funny, because he's calling
his own character.
Rambo himself, he's calling a pussy.
Okay. Rambo is a pussy.
Yeah, that's him.
That's him. That's Sly.
And then he shoots the tank, and there's cocaine in it. All righty, then. And by the way, Matt, you grew up listening to our show, right?
Yeah, I grew up listening to the show, you know, every day to school.
That's
going
awesome,
in the morning.
So you do have some regret.
Working with my dad every day. He has a landscaping company. He owns a landscape company. Me and the guys always went out listening in the morning. We love this show.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, we have a lot of people who are on job sites and working, and it means the world to us when we hear that they're listening to us there, you know, because... you know, we love being a part of that.
Please tell me that his landscaping company is called Rambo First Cut.
Oh, no. Regan and Rambo Landscaping.
Regan and Rambo?
Yep.
Okay. First Cut?
Yeah, part two.
Part two?
I don't know.
We got to take care of your lawn.
Oh, my God. We could go.
I mean, honestly, it's just it's such a perfect name.
Yeah.
It's like if you were named Santa Claus, it couldn't be any better.
Nice. All right. The Wings' last home game this Saturday, noon, against the Calgary Roughnecks. So go see them. And if you want to get tickets, they're available at wingslax.com.
Don't forget the face painting.
No, you don't want to do that because, I mean, you take the kids and they'll enjoy that. Pretzels and ice cream.
Very tasty.
Yes, exactly. All right. So make sure you join them. Matt, we don't see you before the end of the season. It's good to see you, and we'll see you next season for sure.
Hey, thanks, guys.
You guys are great.
Love it. Matt Rambo. Yay!
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Number one, by the way, in your Philadelphia Wings. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We will return in just a moment. Make sure that you stay with us, okay?
More of the Preston and Steve Show podcast after this.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro, get personalized deals on the products you buy most, and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Sounds good on a sunny Monday, although looking out the window and seeing the trees move, no leaves on those trees, pretty hard to move them. So, you know, the wind is pretty brisk. I was driving on the Northeast Extension yesterday, and my vehicle was being blown all over the road.
Really?
Yeah, there were some definite gusts of wind. So that calms down a little bit. It'll be, you know, better. We're only going to get up to about 50, but it's going to feel much cooler with the wind chill. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, 53, and then Wednesday looks nice, sunny, and the high about 65 degrees.
The whole idea of, like, on Saturday going out in shorts and a T-shirt, not having to put on the uniform of the code, you know what I'm saying? There's just a sense of freedom that comes with that.
It is.
Looking forward to continued experiences like that.
Yeah, I like walking out in the morning and it's not cold.
Listen,
oh, that's wonderful.
You're waking up at that time anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm up at 3:45. I'm out the door like 4:20. Did not have to, you know, like today I had to double back because I forgot
how
the
cold
keys.
It was going
to
be. Yeah.
Well, and then I put on the coat and I thought I had my keys on underneath them, and I'm like, enough.
We're at that point, but we're doing good. We're doing good. I can safely say we've escaped winter.
I have purposely left my snowplow in the middle of the garage
to send
the message that I'm ready.
Okay.
You're not going to get one by, but I think we're good.
I put the snowblower in the basement.
You did?
Yeah. Made the commitment, so good to go.
Oh, it's okay. I got you covered.
All good.
I'm sending the right message.
All right. We need to do this one more time.
It's time for Preston and Steve's Daily Rush Madness.
One more matchup, the highlight for today, and this is in the Anyway region. Two videos facing off against each other. One is Severus Snape Mother Trucker versus Caitlyn Jenner's dinner party. I wouldn't be upset. In fact, I'd be kind of excited if the Severus Snape went the whole distance. And that is a number 10 seed, by the way, but it's one that I laugh out loud at every time I watch.
Is that where he pleasures himself into the sorting hat?
Into the sorting hat. Okay. Yes, that is correct. And here's a little clip of that to remind you.
And then, when it is all done, I shall pleasure myself into the sorting hat.
Oh, my God.
Not the sorting hat.
Oh, man.
But there's a lot leading up to that part as well, and you'll want to rewatch the video in case you've forgotten. And then it's going up against Caitlyn Jenner's dinner party, which I think this might have been the first time.
Yes.
One of the first times that Caitlyn ever appeared, and definitely the first time she ever answered the door. So here was a clip from that.
Yeah. Well, look who it is. It's LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
No way.
They usually bring something, too, like a little housewarming gift. Some delightful.
This is what they call a bundt cake. How do you get the icing inside? One of the great wonders of science.
And that's a different sound to Caitlin. Caitlin's morphed up. Yeah. She's up higher now.
Yeah.
It used to be down there.
But a lot of people came by just to Caitlin's dinner party. You can meet all the guests by going and watching the video.
Kanye.
At WMMR.com. That's right. Kim and Kanye.
He brought ambrosia.
So if you take a look at these videos, you can go on the Daily Rush Madness link, and that's going to take you to those videos. You're going to watch them. If you don't, that's fine, but you can vote on them and all the matchups for today. The ones that won yesterday, I'll reiterate, Sir Strumming moves on. Kathy's Teacher is still in there. Manthi Snortdort has moved ahead.
Was that an upset, right?
That was against the birthday mystery guest.
Yeah. No, but it wasn't. It was a 4 seed against a 5 seed.
It's pretty even.
All right. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Then you have the racist principal and the devil moving on. And that beat out Repo Man Detonator, which I maybe had going the whole way. But, then we had Regis Tells Kathy to Shut Up. And that beat out the first time we had Manthi on. So.
Right.
These videos have moved on. We'll find out who has moved on next tomorrow, but not before you can vote on them. Don't forget, Fund You Part 2 began today. Your next chance to win $1,000 coming up next hour. In fact, in about 45 minutes, roughly, Pierre is going to have that word for you.
That's great.
We'll get the full-on details when he gets in here, but just keep in mind that's rapidly approaching. So your chance to win $1,000 on the way in a little while, and it's sponsored by A&T Subaru in Sellersville. Let's do the trash this morning. Wait, no. We got to do the lesson question first, and then we'll do the trash. The lesson question today is, let's go with, what is blank and blankin's middle name? We'll give you a gift. On Friday, we did one from early in the show. Now we're doing one from late. What is blank and blankin's middle name? 215-263-WMMR. Pretty much anybody can figure that out. Call if you know the answer, and we're going to do the trash while you're calling in.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
Brought to you this morning by Sequoia Outback. Create the backyard of your dreams during Sequoia Outback's Spring into Sequoia sale. They're on Route 309 in Hatfield or online at DexSupplies.com. What's going on this morning, Steve?
Well, Liam Neeson saying he failed to make his point about racism when relaying a story from his youth in which he sought a revenge beating against a black man. Neeson tells USA Today that he initially started discussing racism and rape because he was promoting a movie about a snowplow.
Oh, my God.
A very old business card from the Quarrymen, the pre-Beatles band featuring Lennon, McCartney, and Harrison, is going up for auction with a starting bid at $32,000. In fact, the card is so old it lists their agent as Sir Lancelot. That's an old card. And as reported earlier, the Rolling Stones have postponed their North American tour, citing vague medical issues concerning Mick Jagger. Keith Richards has come forward telling Mick not to worry, saying the same thing happened to him when he died.
Oh, jeez.
And that's your Hollywood trash.
All right, we'll see if somebody knows the answer to this. What is Blank and Blanken's middle name? And I'm going to go to Greg. Hi, Greg. Good morning.
What's up, jabronis?
Yo, buddy. Cool word. Hey, what is Blank and Blanken's middle name?
Blanken.
Of course it is, yes. Absolutely correct, Greg. Hang on the line because for you, my friend, we are going to set you up with a pair of tickets to join Casey and Nick in a suite for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race at Dover International Speedway. That's on May 5th. Celebrate Dover International Speedway's 50th anniversary during race weekend, May 3rd through the 5th. And for tickets and information, visit DoverSpeedway.com. We will now do music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's music news on 93.3 WMMR.
Actually, I have a lot of music news for you this morning. The 34th Annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies took place on Friday night in Brooklyn. The 2019 class was comprised of Def Leppard, inducted by Brian May, Stevie Nicks, inducted by Harry Styles, The Zombies, inducted by Susanna Hoffs, Janet Jackson by Janelle Monáe, The Cure by Trent Reznor, Radiohead by David Byrne, and Roxy Music by Duran Duran's Simon Le Bon and John Taylor. Radiohead did not perform and was represented by drummer Phil Selway and guitarist Ed O'Brien. Despite Janet Jackson launching her Las Vegas residency next month, she chose to pass on performing, a move some industry insiders were whispering had the had everything to do with the Jackson family's beef with HBO for showing Leaving Neverland.
Yeah.
The event was largely predictable, with the only real surprise performance coming the second song in, when an unannounced Don Henley joined Stevie Nicks for a rendition of their 1981 classic duet, Leather and Lace.
Love that song.
That's a great song. And after that, a somewhat awkward Harry Styles joined Nicks on her and her band on Stop Dragging My Heart Around. Def Leppard closed out the show with a cover of Mott the Hoople's All the Young Dudes, featuring Mott frontman and Joe Elliott's hero Ian Hunter taking the lead.
Mr. Mott, would you come up here?
With Leppard augmented by Brian May, Susanna Hoffs, The Zombies, Rod Argent, and Colin Blunstone, and Roxy Music's Phil Manzanera. Stevie Van Zandt presented five songs in a recently added Hall of Fame singles category, saluting Maybe by the Chantels, Tequila by the Champs, Money That's What I Want by Barrett Strong, Twist and Shout by the Isley Brothers, and Gloria by the Shadows of Night.
I like that they're doing that.
Yeah, I do too.
Some classic songs that otherwise would just be cut loose.
Yeah, like,
and you got to give them credit.
They put Louie Louie up there. I mean, how iconic is that song? But the Kingsmen didn't do anything besides that, so they're not warranted in getting into the hall on that alone. So I think I agree, Steve. It's a really cool category that they've added.
I'm a big fan of The Cure, and seeing Robert Smith there was pretty cool. Though I have to say at this point, he looks like Liza Minnelli. He totally looks like Liza Minnelli.
Listen, you know what? The aging rock star thing is not pretty.
No.
Very few of them can pull it off. And if you have a specific style that you stick to all your life, a la an Angus Young or something like that, at some point it doesn't work for you. And Robert Smith, I agree, yes.
Liza Minnelli. However, he had one of the great lines. We have a clip of it.
It's now, so good.
He's being interviewed by Kerry Keegan, who's gorgeous, by the way. And Preston, you would love her if you check out Kerry Keegan's pictures online. But she's always energetic. And we have the audio clip.
Here we go.
It's so nice to meet you. Hi. Congratulations, The Cure Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees 2019. Are you as excited as I am?
By the sounds of it, no.
No!
Wow! One more time, just a little bit of that. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but hang on a second there.
It's so nice to meet you. Hi. Congratulations, The Cure Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees 2019. Are you as excited as I am?
By the sounds of it, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
And he's not like a jerk or anything like that.
No.
He's just,
he's had to be honest.
Apparently, I'm not. This is great, but, you know, I'm not that excited about it. What else you want to play here? We got a couple of clips.
There's let me see. What do we have? Is Janet Jackson over there?
Yeah.
It's her. So she gave a little acknowledgement that the little sister has done good in the Jackson family.
But never in a million years did I expect to follow in their footsteps. Tonight, your baby sister has made it.
Okay.
Aww. Which is cool.
Tonight,
in the oral cavity kind of thing. here.
That's breathing through plastic surgery. Right.
That might be it, yeah.
So the air starts in my lungs and goes up through a few surgically constructed passageways and into an approximation of a human nose, which is these apertures you see on the front of my face.
Steve, do you think you'd be able to tell between Janet
and Michael?
And Michael and LaToya? They all sound pretty similar.
They're very close.
Yeah. Janet's very similar. Of course, Michael, they all had a kind of
was that at the end there?
Just get in the room and put on the Boy Scout outfit.
This is Stevie Nicks and a little bit of Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
With Harry Styles.
I'd actually like to hear the one with Don Henley.
Of course, that's the one they don't have.
Here we go. That sounds pretty damn good.
Not bad. Harry. Yeah. They were kind of coming down on Harry Styles. I'm like, well,
sounds okay,
okay
to me.
He's not Tom Petty, but that's not bad. And then
it's actually the harmonies in that song are very interesting. They're unique. I would imagine they're hard to pull off.
Well, you know, Stevie Nicks wanted to be a member of Tom Petty's band. She was part
he told
of the
her
deal.
No.
Yeah.
He said there are no girls in the Heartbreakers.
No girls in land.
And she asked him like three times, and he's like, no girls in the Heartbreakers. Def Leppard, what is this clip of?
So Joe Elliott gets up when they are talking about the band, and he made special mention of what Rick Allen was able to do after the accident.
Okay.
Pyromania is a raging success. And then Rick has a life-changing accident. He survived it and came out the other side stronger.
Which is true, man.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We had him here in the studio, and it was something else, man.
Album was huge.
I love Pyromania. What am I thinking of?
Transylvania.
No.
Hysteria?
Hang on a second. Pyromania. Yeah, Pyromania that came out with Rock of Ages and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the one that, I guess Hysteria is the one that had Pour Some Sugar on Me and all that. By the time they got to that, I was like, they got a little,
around the time of Bulimia, it started getting.
But that's when they really took off. But nonetheless, great band. That's happy. And did they close? They played the last song.
I think
they were the last ones, which is interesting because these are the guys that were voted in by the fans and not even the actual Rock Hall, and they ended up being the biggest part of the night. So I thought that was pretty neat.
I look forward to seeing it. I was more excited by last year's deal, but I do want to see The Cure. Who played? Did The Cure get up and play?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Stevie Nicks played The Cure, The Zombies, Roxy Music, and Def Leppard played. But you didn't get Janet Jackson or Radiohead.
Yeah, you're not going to play.
That's right. wait, I have other stories from music
news. Just in.
The other big one was the Rolling Stones canceled.
Huge.
In fact, they postponed their upcoming North American Stadium tour.
My tummy hurts.
Yes, well, unspecified ailment for...
My hiney hurts?
Of Mick Jagger. Might be hurting. No, actually, the word is he's not sick. The word is that, but nothing official, but the rumor is that he had an injury and while training for the upcoming dates. So, as opposed to an illness and, like, you know, being in real danger, it's some kind of a physical issue and an accident.
He was wiping and broke his pelvis.
Oh, the poor man. So.
You look at pictures of him. I was looking at a few pictures. And this is a man in his 70s. However, you look at him on stage and...
His mobility is amazing.
He's a nuclear reactor.
Yeah.
I mean, you talked about aging rock stars earlier, Preston, and some that should hang it up maybe or give up the look. The Stones are not that.
No.
He runs around the stage and sings and does it really, really well. And it's not, all due respect, it's not what Ozzy does anymore. You know, Ozzy can't move at all.
Comes out on a hand truck a la Hannibal Lecter.
Pretty much.
And it's not a nostalgia act either.
No.
Like, it's still...
Still the Stones.
Yeah.
You're still seeing the, you know... and he does that thing where his hands are back and he's jutting his torso forward and still does it.
Well, we were watching footage of him doing Gimme Shelter with Fergie and U2.
Yeah.
And I thought he,
carried himself better than Fergie did.
He did. Much more energetic. She was great, though. But what I also love is when you see him enjoying it, and he starts to do that smile, and he's looking at Fergie belted out in the clip, Casey.
Yeah.
And he's loving it.
Yeah.
And he loves the rock and roll stuff. So, you know, for them to postpone this tour, it obviously had to be serious enough.
Yep. And the official statement was Mick Jagger has been advised by doctors that he cannot go on tour at this time, needs medical treatment. The doctors have advised Mick that he is expected to make a complete recovery so that he can get back on stage as soon as possible.
Do they have a projected time frame or no?
Uh-uh.
All right.
Nope.
So they were going to be playing, and then it was what? It was the back-to-back concerts.
June 4th. No. Billy Joel, right?
Right. Well, that was Billy Joel and The Who. That was back-to-back on Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, all right. You're right.
This is later.
Yeah.
But, no, the same week, though. I mean, it's Memorial Day weekend, and so it was Billy Joel, then The Who, then the Stones just a few days after that. It was
June
4th. The same week. Yeah.
So I don't know what the word is on rescheduling or anything, so you'll have to stay tuned to get more details on that. On the band's most recent tour, Cage the Elephant frontman Matt Schultz was on the verge of a breakdown, apparently.
Wow.
Over the space of 2 years, he suffered the loss of three close friends and split from his wife, the French model Juliette Bouchs. In an interview with The Independent, he said, I was being besieged, if that's the right word. I had to recede into myself to figure out what was happening. I hate things coming across as melodrama. But there are times when I think it's a miracle that I'm alive. I eventually found his way to pull through it and said I definitely snapped. And I realized I was punishing myself. It was almost like a breath of desperation to a certain extent. But he's doing better, and they're moving along, and they got new music out.
It weighs on you mentally. You have a conga line of bad things like that happen. It'll destroy you.
Yep. Hey, Press, by the way, we do now have audio of Stevie and Don, if you wanted to hear that.
Yeah.
All right.
Just doing Leather and Lace? Yeah, mm-hmm. I want to hear a little bit of that. Oh, this is on somebody's phone, I guess, so unfortunately. That must have been when he walked out on stage because the crowd was making all the noise. Let's see if they get them harmonizing here. But that time I saw you. No. Every now and then they do some cool things where, like that, you know, where they'll pair two people up and they come out and knock it out of the park. That's really cool.
Lovers forever.
One last thing, even though it's the talk of Van Halen fans, bassist Michael Anthony says a reunion tour with Van Halen, just a rumor. And he had posted something online, a picture, and somebody had asked he was talking about the band Sammy Hagar's The Circle. Says, thought the circle was on hold because of Van Halen tour, and Anthony responded with this, Van Halen tour, not gonna happen. Michael, by the way, who took a pay cut and signed away all his rights to the band name and logo in order to participate in Van Halen's 2004 tour, had recently said that he wasn't opposed to reuniting with Van Halen and stated, I don't know what kind of rumors are floating around or whatever, but I personally haven't been contacted by them yet or anything. So at this point, nothing is happening, but you never know.
There's a guy who's so nice.
He is.
But seems to have been summarily mistreated by Van Halen
brothers.
Yeah.
By the way, the four founding members haven't performed together since 1984. It's been that long.
Wow.
Yeah, the four of those guys together. So. But anyhow, looks like it's not going to happen anyway. One last thing, Free Music Monday, and we got new music from Foles for you.
Ooh.
Yeah. A copy of the new album from Foles, Everything Not Saved Will Be Lost, Part 1. Caller 10. We have this for you, 215-263-WMMR. It's available now from Warner Brothers Records. Foles is going to be live at the Fillmore, by the way, later this month on 420.
Ooh.
Check the concert calendar, WMMR.com, for details. So call number 10. We're going to set you up. Be back in a moment. Stay with us.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
News. Contours.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
I'm 93.3 WMMR.
10:42. Today is Monday. And Mondays normally aren't that sensational, you know, just because it's the beginning of the work week and all that stuff. But we've sweetened the pot a tiny bit.
Oh, yes.
With $1,000 every single day, Monday through Friday, five times a day. It's MMR's Fund You Too, which has already gotten underway. And your next opportunity coming up, one Mr. Pierre Robert in 20 minutes or so, around 11 o'clock. We try to get him as close to the top of the hour as we can. But what's great about this is three different ways for you to enter to win. Or you can only do it one time, but you have three different avenues that you can take to enter, as opposed to just simply texting. You can text, you can do the mobile app, or you can go to the WMMR.com website and enter. So Pierre's going to have your next shot in a little while. I want to thank our guests on the program. We have Brian Propp and Dr. Rosenberg come by this morning. They're going to be at the Mac Fun Golf Outing coming up a week from today, Cedarbrook Country Club in Bluebell. And you can go to PrestonandSteve.com or philadoptables.org and get signed up and go be a part of this whole thing.
It's going to be a good time.
Absolutely. And then Matt Rambo came by. The Philadelphia Wings, and they're taking on the Calgary Roughnecks. It's going to be last Wings home game.
It's going to be face painting.
Of the 2019 season. And they're still in the hunt. I mean, they're 3-11. They can still make it into the playoffs.
We'll see if they right.
And nothing is over!
Nothing. And then we have the announcement of Kathy's 12th annual Kathy's Cuts, benefiting Wigs for Kids, Friday, May 3rd. So that's it's not only a save the date, it's a sign up now announcement that we made. So Trubity Concepts in Southampton, PA. Details at WMMR.com. How was your weekend, Pierre?
Oh, it was very fun. Thank you.
Awesome, man.
I was out Saturday at the Bottoms Up for Prostate benefit. Is that what it's called?
Yes, sir.
And you should know that your own Nick McElwain did a fine job hosting.
Wonderful.
Out at the Desmond Hotel out in Malvern.
I had a great co-host in Dr. Mike Sirigliano.
Oh, my God. So Nick is doing this really beautiful setup and introduction and describing what everyone's there for in the, you know, as, I don't know, it must be hundreds and hundreds of people, maybe 1,000 people there. I don't know. And then he introduces Dr. Nick, who...
Dr. Mike.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Hi, everybody.
From The Simpsons.
Dr. Mike, who gets up and says, now I want to talk about... And he has that kind of high voice. I want to talk about prostate cancer. At which point he goes, but I'm going to show you some. I'm going to do show and tell. At which point he goes over and gets one of those plastic cutaway anatomy models of the male anatomy.
Yeah.
It, you know, that's got the
testes and the
basic
whole deal,
plumbing of a male. And then he's walking around with his laser pointer saying, now, who can identify what the prostate is? This is the prostate. And he goes up to this woman and, you know, goes, do you know what this is? I don't know.
That's a penis.
And I mean, he's... He sees me and he makes a beeline for me, and I go, "You're drunk, aren't you? You are absolutely drunk." But he was very funny and very informative, and Nick was great as a host. It was a fun night.
Cool, man, yeah. Excellent. It's a great event and good people.
So. And the food is always stellar. God.
Food was amazing.
Stellar.
Yeah. Nice. Good stuff.
All right, let's get that letter from you. How about it?
That's what I'm cooking.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
The Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter.
F as in fanatic.
All right, and we have a hot seat VIP experience at Monster Jam 2019. And April 20th is when that's taking place. At the link, including four front row tickets, behind the scene tour, four party pit passes, and Monster Jam swag as well. Monster Jam, the most action-packed live event on four wheels with some of the most remarkable trucks in the world, including at this year's event, Gravedigger, Earthshaker, Brodozer.
Brodozer?
Obsessed and Zombie. You can get tickets at monsterjam.com, by the way. I saw a commercial for that. I didn't know that some of those vehicles do full-on backflips.
Oh, dude.
Does Brodozer?
I mean, a ramp that they go up, like, and it's insane.
I want to see that.
Basically, it's almost like it's a gymnastics floor exercise where these drivers are so talented that they're not doing these things by accident. Yeah. It's crazy.
I've never seen anything quite like it, so it should be pretty damn cool.
That's awesome.
Up on the showgram today, Pierre?
Yo, bro, Dozer.
Yo.
We're going to have Fund You, as you mentioned, at 11 and 1. We're starting that up today. We've got Foles tickets for the show. No, we don't have Foles tickets. We have
music.
Come on, Foles, man. Get Foles off his back. Something.
Thank you. Yeah. It's got,
he's thinking
got
about bro-dozing.
New Music Monday.
I'm bro-dozing. I dozed as a bro.
Yes.
Holy hell!
Look at that.
We're watching Brodozer do backflips.
Is that not unbelievable? Watch this, Pierre. I'm sorry. This is the watch this thing do a backflip and then immediately.
Oh, my God.
Great day in the morning.
I've never seen anything like that before.
Oh, and here comes the bitchicle.
The bitchicle.
Wow. Well,
holy,
there it is.
That's just impossible.
Isn't that amazing?
And the kids are strapped into the back.
Yeah, see video of it, and it's wild. So there it is.
Now you'll carry the excitement of seeing Brodozer throughout your entire broadcast today.
I am a Brodozer. I am Brodozer.
If you don't hurry up, we're not going to make in time for the Fund You thing.
So I got something from the Foles. I don't know, some Foles thing or something. I don't know.
It's just you speed it up.
Yes.
And, because it's April 1st, which is April Fool's Day, instead of regular workforce blocks, we thought we would do just a goof on that and just do cover songs. So it'll be all cover songs.
I love it.
Yeah, from noon to 1:30 to
like a joke.
Yes, like a joke.
Yeah, funny joke.
Funny.
No, that's cool. Bro, I'm still reeling from Brodozer.
I know, it's pretty amazing. Yeah. All right, listen, I want to thank our sponsors, President Steve Show, brought to you today by Winter Airport Parking, the fastest way in and out of Philly International Airport. Also brought to you by French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville. Mm-hmm. With everything you need for the great outdoors, FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. Why take a chance with anybody else? And Armor Metals and Recycling for all of your metal and computer recycling needs. Tomorrow, we'll have a visit in studio from Lil Sweet.
Lil Sweet?
Yeah, Justin Guarini's going to be here.
I love his latest commercial.
On the paint roller.
It's freaking hilarious.
It's awesome. And Tattoos Day, we'll have your chance to win a Preston Steve tattoo. That's it. We're done. Rage on. Have a great day. Get ready to win $1,000 coming up next.
$1,000.
That's right. Can be yours. Fund You is on the way. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
If you're being a dickhead to your coworkers, don't be a dick.
Have a nice day.
Next message.
So, how many times does a girl have to be funny on the Love You, Hate You line to score a couple of lawn seats for the MMRBQ? I think I qualify. If you don't ask, the answer is always no.
Next message.
Your car is a piece of shit. Don't take it on to 95 or it'll break down, making me an hour late for work.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.